Tell me what's this when tryna get it on y'all. Born rash, yeah, gotta go and get rash long. Can't forget about the times I was hung out alone. Now I'm getting to the money and I'm rocking all these shows. Never mind the things, I'm pulling on, rocking on designer chains. Fucking on the bitch, and you know she slipping out on the deep. Counting on the rash, yeah, I'm on my shit. Close to the stars, high life. What you gonna do, tryna get my two lives? On my knees, yeah, I'm tryna get it right. Fighting all the demons all around me. So what you gonna do is you gon' fight. Gotta be well protected. Separate all the wrongs in my life. Gotta be well respected. Keep a pistol on my side. Drive off in that Lexus. Swerve off and go get high. Tell me what's the difference when tryna get it on your own. Born rash, yeah, gotta go and get rash long.
Disclaimer. The opinions expressed during this podcast are conversational in nature and expressed only in comedic and entertainment purposes. Not all of the facts will be correct, but we attempt to be as accurate as possible. At least I think we do. My bad, y'all. Theater holds no liability over this conversation, over these conversations on this podcast. And you know, using this podcast, you understand that it is solely for entertainment purposes only. Enjoy the damn show. Laugh, love, live, and smile more, because we about to.
She made sure she emptied the bottle out in my glass, so I don't know what's going to come out of my mouth tonight, people.
Hey, no, you can't be sharing no thoughts, man.
You know I am a thot, though.
Christina.
Tell him, bro.
But you know I'm a thot. But you know I'm a thot.
You don't want to get roasted.
Bro, this makes sense.
I don't get roasted.
Okay, come on.
I'm gonna try to keep it together a little bit.
No, I want you to keep it together tonight.
Because I respect Kevin, though. So yeah, Kevin don't want me, because Kevin don't want it to be, he wanted to seem like a thot.
Can you pick your mic close to you so we can hear you?
I don't like it when it's all up on me. See, look, he wanted to be all up on me. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I told you what they go.
He wanted to be all up on me.
That's gonna be in my mouth, and then we're like, yeah, that's like we want it in your mouth, like every other man in my life. Well, this is definitely gonna be a goody goody. Well, at least I have some familiarities that I am cool with.
So I'm used to having big things in my face.
Okay, I'm gonna need you to tone down. I'm gonna need you to tone down. We got this.
Yeah. Alright. Yeah.
Can I cross my legs like this? Is this gonna make anybody like this?
There we go.
All
right, I think I got it.
How much can they see? I don't know what they can see. Can they see up here or can they see down here?
From your kneecaps up.
I mean, how much can they see? I don't know how much can. I mean,
they can see your whole body.
Oh,
they can see my whole body. You can see my legs.
Yeah.
Can they see that I don't have shoes on?
That middle camera can see this whole room.
Maybe I should be wearing shoes. So we never thought about that. I don't know what they can see.
Can they see my feet on the floor?
Keep on the floor.
Nobody has on shoes.
Nobody has no shoes on.
Well, that's what
we're
doing.
Now I gotta have on cute ass socks. See, now see, I got on my little. I got grandma bought me some free socks. Now I got some free socks for my grandma.
Heard grandma bought you some free socks.
Right, exactly. So you know, shit. I'm
going to my grandma. Right, his grandma bought him some free socks.
Because she got one pantry at church. She really ain't paid for them, for real.
But she worked for them, I'm sure.
But my baby, she deserved every little bit that she get free from that damn pantry, honey. She did enough outreach work, honey. I was like, with my grandmama or nobody else's, honey.
Lord help.
Give it up to Grandma.
Lord help.
Yes, glory to God. Give it up Lord to all the grandmothers out there watching and looking. And if you are internet savvy, we definitely appreciate your looks and your views.
We want to give it up to the grandmas that's raising their kids and their kids' kids. We want to give a shout out to them queens that's making it happen this Christmas, too.
Yeah, exactly. The grandmas are making it happen.
You know, grandma, she behind
like,
it.
Stop acting like the queens is doing it on their own.
Never said that.
You gonna shout out one, you gotta shout out the other one now, because a lot of them be out here making it seem like they ain't got that man behind them.
Wait a minute.
A queen
is nothing without a king, just like a king is nothing without a queen.
Okay, hold on.
So
I didn't mean it like that. I didn't mean it in the hood way. I mean it in the good way.
Mean it, you gotta mean
no,
it.
No, I didn't mean it in the hood way. I meant it in the good way.
No other way to mean it.
No, I didn't. Like Lord. I said, I meant it in the good way.
Cause this is shake
on my nerves.
Shake
all right, y'all ready to get the show started, man?
When you say
my pops pay for Christmas every year, but my mama do the shopping. So I didn't mean it in the hood way. I meant it in the good way.
Cause you know the pops come through with that cheese and duck off in the kitchen and hit moms off with them snaps. You know what I mean? Moms sometimes see let me tell you something about moms. Like I figured this shit out too. Like my mama used to be telling me that shit. Like I do it on my own. Until I got older and the motherfucker started trying to pull that on me, and I used to be looking like, how you doing it on your own when I just. And I had to figure that shit out. Like, damn, no wonder why they be ducking off in the kitchen. Pop hitting her off with them snaps. But she hit women crazy. Like, man, stop saying it like y'all doing it on y'all. I don't know y'all got a man behind y'all, man. Stop doing this shit, man.
Do you know this? You live around in a two-parent situation, you find out that half that stuff, daddy don't even want to do. He don't want to be involved in that. Most of that extra stuff,
that come
from your mother, and she take the brunt for it and all that.
Just
to make the house look better, just to get it renovated, all that
like,
stuff. Pops
be like, nah, we don't need all that shit. We got what we need right here. What more do you need?
Yeah.
But you know,
so like I told you, I didn't mean it in a hood way. I meant it in a good way.
You got to be appreciative to both, though, especially when the queen. Like I always gonna give it to my mama anyway, because they do majority of the backbreaking work. So it don't even matter. Like the man just gives, the woman do the backbreaking work. So you got to kind of give it more to the women. I was just fucking with you, but all in all, like we come from a woman, we got our name, game, all that from y'all. So don't matter. Like y'all teach us the game. Yeah. That's why. I always say, I think God is a woman.
Think God is a woman.
Yes, I actually do.
I think God is above gender.
The only reason why I say that, God can be whatever we, you know, that's what they say, he's one of our life. But the reason I'm saying, like, I always felt like God was a woman. It's just my perception, my opinion. This ain't being, like, going religious or nothing. Mm-hmm. It's just like, because you got to think like a woman is a nurturer. God is a nurturer. You get what I'm saying? God is a healer. Woman is a healer. Like God is a healer. All right,
y'all ready?
God is a healer. Woman is a healer.
I never thought about God as a person. I always thought about
as a spirit.
And I always thought God was a universe, because every one of us is a part of it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like that's why
I always said, thought God.
Yeah, you
was
see
a
what
universe.
I'm saying? Like I say, he could be whatever, because it's
I
just one.
I thought he was more like a place or a being or a thing.
God is within whatever you place God in. Because God, and even in the Bible, he was a burning bush. You know everything. So, like you said, he's in the universe, the God of the universe.
Okay. I think he is the universe.
Okay, we can have this conversation afterwards. Can we get this show going?
The show been going. You trying to play?
Nah, I gotta.
And I hope that ain't no intro. And I hope that ain't no TD Jakes shit. Cause
nah,
say
ain't no
right
song. I don't even deal with him.
It's going to determine your future. A hustler is committed and consistent.
Hey man, we gon'.
So this is not a Monday to Friday thing. It's a Monday to Tuesday.
He's a false
every single
prophet.
Day, I'm feeding on every single day. I'm looking to become more than I was yesterday.
Let me sip this drink.
I am not in competition with anybody. The hustler says the only person I am competing with is who I used to be yesterday. The hustler says, I don't have a second to waste. The hustler does not waste time. time. Put the hours in. No days off mentality.
This crew gonna be a mess. I can see it now. Oh my God.
I see something different. But if I don't put the work in, I'm not gonna have buckets. And so the hustler knows how to prioritize the time. The hustler knows how to lock in.
Whatever it is that you're setting up.
I cannot hear you.
Don't start. We'll talk later.
If you're going to manifest in your hands what you see in your head, then you got to have the courage, the confidence, the self-belief, and the self-determination to go out every single day and make it happen.
All right.
I got to give a shout out to my nigga E.T. E.T., the hip-hop preacher.
The influencer.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
He always got some good motivational things.
Bye for the hustlers and mindset and all those things.
I just call that food for the soul.
Oxen free.
Food for the soul.
All right, y'all. Y'all ready? You ready, bestie? All right. 1, 2, 3. We back with another episode of You Don't Pay Me Enough to Care, and I am your humble host, Sebastian Sincere. Y'all already know the vibes. This the motherfucking number one podcast in the mid-motherfucking West, and we gonna give it all out to the hustlers, the homosexuals, and the heterosexuals. That's what type of time we on this motherfucking show, like always. So... we got Ian in the building. We got Wade Shakur in the building. He can't never act right. And we got the lovely Christina. She's finally made it to the squad. But y'all gonna see her on every episode. And we got the cameraman over there on his ones and twos. Give it up to DRC.
What?
We ain't finna.
Get
what?
Over. What the fuck you just said?
What?
Just my, he's talking about for the homosexual.
He's here for the homosexual and the
hustler.
The three H's, goddamn.
So if you fit, I guess if you fit one or more of those criteria,
this is the show for your motherfucking ass.
All inclusive.
Hey.
Maybe the best words to say all inclusive.
We're gonna talk about that.
This fits.
We gotta keep it real,
but this what the fuck it is.
Right.
This for the hustlers, the homosexuals, and the heterosexuals. So if you one of them motherfuckers out there,
one or more.
What the
DL, we ain't giving y'all no love.
This is the all inclusive podcast.
We respect real shit over it.
Everybody doing? Ian, how y'all doing? What's going on? How y'all day going?
So far, it's going good. You know, I've been having a lot of different issues or whatever, because, you know.
Can you scoot your mic up to your face a little bit, please?
There you go.
Thank you.
Just do what the fuck you know and stop the boy.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Now I can hear you. It's clear. Yes. Talk in your mic. Alright, so how was you doing?
Rex.
I am doing great tonight. So happy to be here, be a part of this forum that you have going on here, this platform that you have started. I see you got some good topics going on here tonight, and I can't wait to like chime in and then be a part of
Christina, how was your day?
Be a part of the conversation, man. Like, this is great.
Christina, how was your day today?
Well, thank God it's Friday. I just want to say thank God it's Friday. Thank God we made it through another week, and thank God for y'all.
Okay.
For sure.
Bro, how was your day?
That's not my day. The way my day was set up, boy.
Bro, we not doing that. It was alright for a little bit here and there.
Motherfucker started, hey, bro.
Motherfucker got crazy. He was like losing everything. Bro. I feel that.
How you doing?
How you doing?
This life is crazy.
Amen.
This life, man.
I'm sorry that we can't play music over because you
know what? Be whining and shit.
They be want to flag shit, man. Like, how y'all flagging shit? We paying homage. Like, you know what I mean? But y'all let some motherfuckers on here.
But yeah.
Y'all want to flag that shit.
I think that's free publicity for the artist.
That's it definitely is. Like,
why they went. But I understand why. Jasmine Sullivan. Shit. I want to shout her out because I love her.
You know what I forgot?
You want me to tell you what the...
Christina.
What?
Can you go in there? Because you the closest without... I got to step over shit.
I got you.
But it's a piece of paper that I got the team building shit.
Why does the woman have to be subservient?
Oh, well, you know what? Hold on. Wait. You stay right there. You stay right there. Slide that back over there.
That's the whole
thing. Slide that back over there. Ian, can you get up and go get that piece of paper?
I would be closer, actually.
Okay, well, can you please go get that piece of paper, please?
It is a piece of paper.
Yes.
Where?
I think I should go get it.
It's...
Just
you know think I should now too, because I want to cuss this motherfucker out because I want to understand why my best friend had to go and go pick up a piece of paper.
Yo, no, the headphones. Damn, shit was about to be on the floor.
At any rate, yes. And then I was wanting to know why come my best friend had to leave out of the room to go picking up some notes or things that you did not pick up before you came.
You dirty bitch. I got a trick for your
honey,
ass.
Honey, you know, she's my GBFFF, honey. And okay. I got to be very protective of her, please. And thank you.
This is going to be a fucking wreck.
I just want to listen to these. I want to listen and learn and hear a different perspectives on these issues and these topics that we have to bring forward.
What, best?
This is what I want to do.
Bring your black screen down, Kevin. There.
Yeah.
Okay. Why all right, here, Christina.
Thank you.
Huh?
Why are you trying to be funny?
What you mean? What? Hold on. What, you got beef with me or something, bro?
I think so.
Because you been on...
Yeah. Fight. Yeah. Yeah, we on the island. I mean, shit over here. You know what I mean? Y'all get on
the... I mean, you got beef. Like, what's the tea?
The best I can be.
Yeah.
Yeah, get busy.
Oh, you want him to whoop my ass off. He ain't shit. This my best friend. He want my ass beat. Like,
nah, listen. I gotta go with. We gotta go with the odds now. I gotta make a couple dollars off this shit. Fight. You know, back in school.
All right, y'all. Look, let's get this shit started. So the first thing we gonna talk about on the docket today.
No, I don't say docket, bro. Yeah. That's just like real life, bro.
Okay, so look.
That's on some court shit, bro. Like, I've been locked up to. I just had a flashback. You can't say docket.
Okay, I'll figure something out later. I'll figure something else out later on.
It's the police.
On the agenda, the drawing board. What would you like to call it, baby?
Yo, scoot your mic up, son.
Oh, man. Like that?
Yeah.
Grip that bad motherfucker.
I'm telling you.
Okay, look, y'all. The first thing we're going to talk about. Hot 107.9 was on Facebook. They posted this post and it said, how soon is too soon for couples to move in together?
It ain't no time frame on it because it can happen when you feel that you're ready for it.
Yeah, I feel like that. Yeah, I feel the same way you feel, bro. Because when you feel comfortable, but I enough, feel like, yeah, no. But you
man,
know
fuck
what?
All that.
It is a time frame, but it depends on what type of goals that you have in your relationship. Because if my goal is to move in with you and then be with you.
But see, if you move in too soon, it'll mess up too because you didn't get to really know a person fully before you got to move in with them.
Yeah, I think you really got
to. Because you got to, when you move in with a motherfucker, like, you really get to know them. You get to know them, like, know them, like, they other side that they, because they will reveal themselves.
Yeah.
See, when you, that's why you got to sometimes, like,
I feel
you
like you got to take your time with that shit. Because some people move in, like, as soon as they get together, they moving in 2-3 months out the gate, like, boom. Like, y'all just met, like, I feel like the time frame for lease should be
a year or two. Minimum. I say a year minimum.
A year minimum.
But that's back and forth. But if y'all,
fuck that, I'm giving you three.
I wouldn't put it on the time frame more so than a mind frame. Like, I'm going to be honest. Like, say I'm dating a guy, and we've been dating for, like, 6 months. And say I'm renting my apartment, and he got a house. But I keep asking him to help me. And he, like, all you got to do is move in here. What do you need? You see what I'm saying? So, I don't want to put a time frame. I would put a mind frame on it. It depends on the two people that are doing this.
But me as a man,
like, because I understand.
If you're moving in with me,
as me as being a man, I'm not trying to strip you from your independence either. What is you going to bring to my table that's already brought right here?
Okay, but.
Besides pussy.
Well, I want to reiterate what I said earlier.
Well, I'm going to say this, guys.
Anything I say, I'm saying it, being the only female on the show,
let her have the floor.
Yeah, she got it.
Because they're going to be looking at us like we bullying her.
Nah.
But go ahead, Christina.
Anything that I say out my mouth is meant to be said in a good way and not a hood way.
Right.
So I'm not basing my responses off of some hood shit.
Nah.
I'm basing it off of some real shit. And I'm saying it's like this. When two people move in together, you feel me? Like, I was in a relationship for 18 years and the man from year 1 through 18 was never material for me to live with.
What you mean by that?
He never met the criteria for me to even live with him.
And that's why you got
to
take
so,
your,
like, did you go to his house?
From year 1 through 18, so I always say with
did
that.
Did you go to his house?
You went to his house and see
never
him,
had
or?
One. I always had the house.
See, that's where.
And so, therefore, what I'm saying is this. You cannot put a time frame on things. It's a mind frame. When each party is in a position where, like, in order for you to live with somebody, you have to be in this mind frame like this. No matter what happens, we get into an argument or shit get bad today, we still take care of business.
I call it.
It is a mind. No, it's not earning your keep. It is a mind frame like this. If I know that I'm responsible for certain things in this house, just because I get upset or things are not going how I want them to go, I'm still have to meet my obligation because this is a partnership. This is a business because we're trying to grow into something called an LLC, which is a marriage. So, like I say, moving in together, it's a mind frame and it's not a time frame. You have to move in with somebody that knows that it's a blessing that both of y'all are sharing the expenses because they once had it on their own. Things like that. It's not a time frame. It literally is a mind frame.
It ain't even.
Push that button.
I agree to an extent, but
we know the one on the right next to it.
You said it's a mind frame.
It's like a
not a time frame.
Why would I move? Why would I?
It's a camera button. Like, clutter back on, and then it's a. They just did it. Okay.
Why would I take? It's more.
But it's a.
That's kind of like.
I don't think it's like giving up independence.
It's on that side.
It's not about giving up your independence.
It might
because
be on
when
the
you
other
become,
side.
When you move in with somebody, shit ain't always going to be 50-50. Mm-mm. Period. But I'm not finna take on a burden. If I got to do it alone, I might as well be alone. Because when you come in here, it's to build together. It's not for me to build separately. Because once I set the foundation, period, you got to be compatible with me. And I ain't even talk about material shit because it's beyond material with me. And it's really beyond finances with me. Because me being a man, anywhere, I'm going to make sure we good all the way around. Because as a man, the three P's, protect, provide, and it's protect, provide, and secure. You get what I'm saying? So I'm automatically got us. We secure. Don't worry about the finances.
Protect, provide, and secure. Where'd you learn that from?
That's what a man duty is with a woman. You got to protect your woman. You got to be able to provide, and you got to be able to secure everything around.
But no, I'm just trying to,
which is the same.
Yeah.
Which is basically, I was saying the same thing.
Hold on, one person at a time.
Hold on, wait a minute. Let me get finished. And then you were saying like how about an argument that comes with the territory. It's not about an argument, but after so long, as you seeing that a person is not reciprocating what you putting out. You're going to look at it and you're going to find yourself, like you said, from 1 to 18, wasting fucking time. When there's a person out there for you that's willing to step up and reciprocate everything that you're doing. But as human beings, we allow ourselves to fall weak towards certain shit with people.
I just believe it's hard. I don't even think it was that.
Because, like, you got to understand, like, when I say 18 years, I'm not even 40. Okay, so apparently that was somebody I grew up with, and sometimes when you grow up with people, you grow out of them, you may grow away from them, and you may, or sometimes they may grow on you, you know. So what I'm trying to say is this, when you move in with somebody, I don't care, it's people I've been knowing all my life I wouldn't live with, and I'm real talk, it's family members I wouldn't move in with.
Yeah,
because it is not, because when you live with somebody, it is not a time frame. It's literally a mind frame.
And I want to move in. Let me say this. And I get what you're saying. And I get what you're saying about the mind frame part. Because the thing is, it's like this: you move in with somebody, boom. First of all, like you said it too, they got to know how you run your ship. Like, it's like if I'm a clean motherfucker. And then you come in and you ain't as clean as me or shit like that. Like, that can kind of, like, cause conflict of interest when you trying to build.
But after so long, they supposed to be able to catch on.
But see, that's the thing. Like, a lot of the times, people don't catch on.
Because they don't move in too fast. They ain't get the chance to catch on.
The mind frame would be, like, if I come in and let's just say me and old boy, whatever, we move together, boom. We both work and we both got money, all of this shit. But that's all cool because we know we can take care of the bills and everything. But the mind frame part come in is you tidy? Is you going to really hold the house down like you should? Like, I shouldn't be cleaning and cooking and every fucking thing all goddamn day. You should take on half of that shit, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? It should kind of be like a...
See, me is more...
100-100.
If me and a woman living together.
Yeah.
Like I said, I got us and I understand that. I'm gonna have to sometimes take on a bigger load, me being a man, like, because that's what a man's supposed to do, is someone always take on a bigger load. Like, prime example, let's just say if the rent $875, I'm not finna tell her to give me half on the rent.
Yeah, that's the money part of that. Ain't even the mind frame.
Listen, I'm about to get all the way into that. Boom, I'm taking on the $875. The electric, $75, baby, you pay that. Because for one, I still want you to have some type of independency, for one. Then for two, with the mind frame part, mentally, can you stimulate while we living together? Because
but as long as you fucking me, you're going to give me something.
No,
shit.
Listen, we talk about mind frame, you taking this.
Fuck the mind frame, as long as you fucking me physically, you're going to give me something. Now you want to get all space out, let's get into the real deal. It's about the law of attraction. Shit, that feel good when you stick your dick inside of her. That's what we talk to you about.
Pussy don't run the relationship though.
Well, that's my husband, and he is speaking.
But no, look, what I mean by the mind frame, that's what I'm saying. You were strictly sexual, but this is what I mean by the mind frame part.
That's a lot.
Because it's like you can give a person the best sex in the world. You can give them everything that you possibly feel that they need, material-wise. But if you not stimulating a person mentally, because they're going to have their days to where they feel like they can't go on. And they say the woman is strong as the man. If you know your man to be a strong individual, you already supposed to absorb that. So is you able to give me that when I'm at my lowest? Because I'm going to have my days. I don't give a fuck if I'm financially stable. I'm going to still have that day where I'm at my lowest. And I don't always need physical touch.
That's the mental part.
That's
what
I'm saying. I don't always need
physical touch. That's what I mean by
I don't need physical touch all the time. And sometimes when you move in with a person, you don't get to know them mentally. You get to know them physically. and you get to know them. But I mean, and
that's
you get
what
to know
most
them,
people do.
But
they
I mean,
physical,
you get to know them physical.
Don't.
You get to you know them from the looks. You know them from the touch that they give you. You know them for like you just know them for physical shit because they haven't talked to you on a level to where it sparked your mind to be like, ooh.
Or maybe, like you said, like let's just take for instance.
Talking. Why is your mic? Here, push it. Yeah, I'll be here. On, wait, hold on. It ain't that. Just push this. Oh, push this closer to the thing. There you go.
You got to push.
There you go. Now talking to it.
Okay, so. All right, so I think, like, this is what I'm saying is this. I feel like this. You going kind of, like, in a way, you know, you kind of going left of center because we talking about as far as somebody living together.
That's what we talking
and
about.
That's all I said.
If you can't stimulate me mentally while we living together,
no,
why is you with me?
That's not what I'm saying. But see, you're making something that is business too personal.
How is it?
No, that ain't personal.
Yes, it is.
That's personal
when you talk about mental.
Hold on.
You're making something business that's personal.
Hold on.
So
that's not.
So if we in a business, so basically, if I tell you to get out here and sell that pussy to make sure we get this money, because we running a business, you better get out there and sell that pussy. That's what a business is. We in a relationship, ain't no fucking business with no relationship. What the fuck type shit you want, nigga? Ain't no double LC with me. Don't play with my love.
Ooh,
my
love
can't be
like
bought.
That's
what the fuck is
ooh,
you talking
I
about?
Love
you
like
spend
this.
Me. I can't
like
go
so.
Ever
you don't
like
gotta
that.
Tell me.
Yeah, that's what that
let
is.
Me tell you something. Let me tell you something. You don't never.
Is you paying me on an hour?
Check this
out.
You
pay me on an hour for my time.
Check this
we
out.
You ain't no business if you ain't paying me for
well,
no
what,
hour of my time.
Well, what is marriage?
Don't do that.
What is marriage?
Marriage
why
is not
are we,
a business. That's a
yes,
union.
Yes, it is.
That's a
yes,
union.
Yes, it is.
He's telling you it's a business. Nigga, back then, it was never about money when you got married. No, what? It wasn't no law to get married. You want to get married in law. You wasn't.
Well, I always knew even before black people had money, they had two working parts in a marriage, which was a man and a woman. And at the end of the day, like I said this, marriage is a business because it is.
You
because,
said marriage. We said relationship.
And
you said
and
marriage.
Well,
marriage.
I'm telling you, period.
No,
it's
business.
All because guess what my business is?
You pay me for my time and love.
No.
Well, quit saying it's a
that's
business.
Not the
that's
business.
What a business
no, that's
well,
prostitution.
Yeah,
that is a business you're talking about.
Okay,
that's not
okay,
business.
Okay,
it's a business.
So,
relationship is a business. You paying me for my love and time.
No.
Yes, you are.
Two working parts making something build is a business. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It's not a business.
It could be.
Two people that take care of their responsibilities that cause more revenue is a business.
It's not causing more revenue. When you're in a relationship, you got your own fucking income. I got my own income. We matching incomes. That's not you bringing in no high revenue.
Yeah, but we got to still work.
I'm not saying it in a good way of saying
it. If I'm making more than you, if I'm making more than you, what can I gain from you?
But we have to talk about the money. We have to talk about
if
the
money. If I'm making
game.
More than you, what the fuck can I gain from you?
The mental.
But
why?
But what you
nothing besides mental. So listen.
That's the only thing I can.
So if we gonna put it on
see,
a business, if it's a
but,
business,
I done dated
so
niggas that couldn't even read that had more money than me. What you think I was gonna say what, to it? Read it, write it, comprehension. Don't play with me.
You still
make more than me. So
but you gotta get out that hood way and get in the hood way.
Okay, everybody,
listen. Hold on.
Okay, yeah, you made your point. I get what you're saying because that. The word business is mean what you said. I get what you're saying.
I ain't talking about business. You keep saying hood way, good way. Ain't none of that with me. Because first and foremost, I'm a realist. So a hood shit ain't lying to me.
But
when
it
I
just
talk,
seems
listen, listen,
like your
when
perception
I, when
is just to be
listen,
the reality.
No, when I give you the reality.
Not,
listen, fuck okay. Out. When you say perception, the perception I'm giving you is an educated man. I'm not giving you a nigga. So learn the difference when you're talking to me when you say hood and good because I'm giving you the intellect. I'm not giving you no street mentality right
I have
here.
A father.
Right, but I'm just saying I'm not giving you no street mentality.
I have a father.
I understand that, but I'm not giving you no street mentality. So when you talk, when it's like I'm going to talk to you, I know you're giving me intellect. So I'm never going to keep saying giving you the hood way, good way because I know what you're giving to me is always food for the soul. So we going to keep that out of the equation when we talking to each other.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to tell you is this. When I say a business, we need to go to the next topic because they don't pay us enough to care, of course. But a business is not just based upon monetary situation. A business is based upon, it could just be marketing. Okay?
What the fuck is we marketing in a relationship? That's what I'm trying to ask.
Our relationship.
How the fuck is you marketing our relationship? How are we going to get paid off our relationship? Please tell me.
How can we get paid off our relationship?
How? Tell me right now.
How can we get paid off
our relationship? How can we get...
It's our own business.
Be quiet. How can we get paid off our relationship? Please tell me.
I got quieted. Sorry.
I'm waiting on Big Dude. Can I speak?
I'm asking you.
Because I feel like this. If one person is doing one thing and the other person is doing another thing, meaning that I take something off your back, you take something off
my back.
That's
not marketing.
Tell me how that's not going to generate revenue.
That's not marketing.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Do you know what marketing is?
Yes, it is. Because you want to know why? Because now in today's age, you can be in a healthy relationship.
No, you said marketing.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Now in today's age, you can be in a healthy relationship and put it on YouTube and make reels and monetize that shit.
That's why these
by being in a healthy relationship.
I feel you.
Because see, when I think about business, I'm not saying that the relationship is just like transactional. What I'm saying is this. Like you told me, you said I'm gonna pay the rent every month, right?
But that's not a business.
No, listen. It's part of business. Because part of business is paying bills. You have to pay bills if you got a business. I know that for sure. So, say every month.
Wait a minute, say every month,
my dude, he takes care of the rent, right? Okay? So, he take care of the rent. And just say I take care of everything else because I've been in this situation. So, I'm not even speaking hypothetically. I'm just speaking from experience, right? All he got to do is pay the rent. Everything else that he get, it belongs to him. I take care of everything else outside of our house. Meaning, like, I take care of all the in-house bills. Because I'm the woman. I'm in charge of the house. He just in charge of having the house there. But I'm in charge of how it run. You feel me? So, if he just know he got a section off $900 a month just for me and my household. He get to save all his other money.
That still ain't no.
No, yes it is. And then because I'm a woman and I don't have to pay rent, I get to pay a bill every time I get paid. I get to skip a bill here and there. My revenue is growing. So as a team, our revenue is growing. And that's what I say about a relationship. It is a business. It's a partnership. It is not just to do with love. The only time that I need to love somebody is when I'm mad at them. I don't need love when everything's going good. I need love when shit's going bad. So all that emotional shit is not even for me.
That's why you ain't listen. You misconcepted. Okay.
I don't need love to get through the good times. I need love to get through the bad times. But I need that partnership for us to get through all the time.
So like I said, so basically, if I tell you to get out there and sell this pussy, you gonna get out there and sell this pussy.
You don't gotta tell me to get out there and sell this pussy because if you've been playing your part, I ain't gotta sell no pussy because I got it and you got it. We don't gotta do no selling or no
that's
pussy.
Still,
and guess what?
My business plan don't require you to sell drugs either. You are reaping profits. How am I reaping any profits from a motherfucker saving money in their pocket and me saving money in my pocket?
But y'all together, though.
Listen,
if it's a team thing,
if anything happens, I ain't gotta sell no pussy.
Listen, it's a team thing.
Hold on. It's a team thing.
Listen. Even when in relationship, like I was just saying, that's what reciprocating is. That's not a business. You just reciprocating what the
profit
fuck.
Profit is not always money in your pocket. Ian, listen, y'all ain't even listening. Exactly.
Go ahead.
Because when we talk
about business, I'm looking at it as you paying.
No, she ain't talking about that type of business.
When you say business in a relationship,
it's not about the monetary gain. Some people just do business for publicity. You can't have monetary gain from a motherfucker if you have more than them.
If I come through the door with more than you, what the fuck am I gaining from you?
Emotional gain. You get other gains than money. It's not everything.
It's not that the money.
Damn,
it's the emotional.
Maybe it might be the
But that's not a business.
It could be knowledge.
That's reciprocating what I'm giving out.
But see, I think the word that, okay, hold on, y'all. Hold
I just
on,
said
y'all.
What it is. It's okay, reciprocating. That's okay, what it is.
You can't. It's money. If it don't make money, then it don't make sense.
Well, get away from me if I'm making more money than you, because you can't bring me nothing that I already got.
I don't understand nothing than that.
Look.
Money to make sense.
If I'm coming already financially stable, you talking about a business. I'm already coming financially stable.
We talking about the overall.
She keeps focusing on income. Keeps saying income. If I got this and you got to do this, that's not no fucking business. What I mean by business, if we in a relationship and you talk about we about to do a business, okay, we business partners, my nigga. And this how we gonna do this. We gonna sit down and come up with something that can generate us money. If you say a relationship is a business, and I'm taking it from her standpoint because she keeps saying business. This is what I mean by if you're in a relationship.
But I don't think she was talking about it like that, though.
She's saying building, and y'all.
Because it all has about building each other up. When whatever she has, you have. Whatever you have is hers, and y'all put it together.
That's what I'm trying to get her. That's what I'm trying to get to.
But
the business part is this. Like she said, she has her own. I has my own.
But if what's our bank account?
Okay. Hold on. Okay, y'all, look.
Listen, wait.
Let one person speak at a time. So
what I'm saying is this. You saying bring it together.
Go ahead.
The only way we going to generate fucking money if we bringing it together, if we come up with a plan to make more money. Because if we bringing our money together, it's just going to sit there. It's not going to fucking grow. It's going to leave us because we still going to have to chip at this money that we got together to make sure this shit is taken care of behind us. Listen, because if you haven't put nothing into this money to grow, how the fuck is it going to grow? So that's where we come up with the plan if we going to put it together. Okay, what you like to do? You like to do hair? You like to do nails? So, okay, I'm about to take my half and your half that you got. Let's go buy this building. The rent only like $750 a month to rent out this space. So now that the money that we brought together, now we're creating a revenue.
Okay.
All right. Well,
you can't create a revenue. Look. You can't create a revenue of just you saving money and just me saving money. It's not going to create no revenue between us.
Okay, y'all. Look, we got like 8 more things. I know y'all want to keep talking about this, but we really need to like chime these cross questions. Like
we'll go to the next one. Conversations. Because
it's too long. Like, so let's just move to the next one. Y'all can talk about that off camera. Like, sheesh. Next thing.
You, is your
next.
And that was my damn thing, and I ain't even get to say half of what I wanted to say.
Wait, shit.
Don't say my shit.
I get what both of y'all saying, but the thing is,
first of all, this thing, what she's saying is about y'all.
Okay, now, hold on.
Y'all both saying
No, listen. Since, okay, but, no, how we gonna do it like this? I wanna get.
Where you going?
I wanna get, because you've been married before.
I'm so still married.
Right, so you understand the law part of it, what she was saying, how it comes and be a law, like where it's a business, because by law, when you get married, you're paying for the certificate. Marriage is a business.
But this is the thing.
That's what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying. This is what I'm going to say to both of y'all. Y'all both saying the same thing, but just on different aspects of it. Like, the thing with a relationship, it is a business. You can look at it like that, because y'all both going into it half and half, whatever, whole 100-100. Y'all putting y'all shit together. Y'all trying to build this and build that. And when y'all fall flat here, you fall flat there. You pick this person up. She picked you up. He picked you up. This, that, and the third. So it's kind of like, you can look at it as a business, like, but it's not as a business on the name of the word, what you saying.
No, I know that. That's what
I'm saying. But the thing is, when you in it, it's supposed to be about building something greater than whatever y'all got going
on.
But
if you look at it as a business, you never going to really get the full.
But no, it's no, not, but this is the thing, like you said, you put your money in, boom, she put hers in, boom. Y'all putting, the money part of it is cool, but the mental part where we kind of went sideways with it is because that's what you were saying, it's like, You need somebody to stimulate you when you in your lowest, even when you got it and this, that, and the third.
You still going to go through something.
Yeah. So that's the mental part of
about business. I ain't going to want to fucking deal with you because at the end of the day.
Well, no, you don't go into it looking. You know, like, this is the thing. You don't go into the relationship like looking at it like that. But when you're in it, that's what it is.
No, but I'm saying if every time, if I can't lean on you to get the mental.
Yeah, that's the totally separate thing. That's a separate thing.
The money ain't gonna make.
Yeah, that's a separate thing. It's two different things y'all talking about. Y'all talking about the money part of it out, and you talking about the mental part of it.
She said
mad.
So it's two different. She said it was bad phrase. So I'm going off mad.
Okay, well, it's two different things y'all talking about, but y'all mixing them together, and that's where the argument is coming in, because y'all not seeing that y'all talking about two different things. Like, the mind part of it is the, what you said, mentally being there, caress me, physically, whatever.
It ain't even so much caress me, like she said.
And I ain't even talking about, like, touch you. I'm just saying, like, if you had a hard day at work, boom, you come home, you probably just want to just chill and the house be clean, shit like that.
What I mean by mental, a quote. Admiration. If you can't give me a daily affirmation to build me up, to make me be like, yeah, baby, we got this. We finna go attack
the
world.
That's the mental part. That's the mental part. That's what I'm talking about.
Because when it builds you up, that makes you build up the revenue.
Okay.
Well, I can use that quote in any friendship I get.
Next. Okay, look, y'all.
Let's talk about the movie. Cause
okay. That's some bullshit.
Y'all both got y'all stuff off. I get both of y'all, that's saving the best for last. We's going to recent Cincinnati exposure, DL, good things and bad things.
I don't want to talk about that shit.
Who put that on there?
Christina.
I definitely did.
I'm
glad you brought it up because, hey, this needs to be discussed.
It's definitely my topic.
Go ahead.
It's a hot topic, you know. We never going to say no names. We don't name drop.
Nah,
but
we ain't giving no light.
There was an individual, from this city, and does not reside in this city anymore, and just thought it was a good time to basically expose people. And
it was a transgender.
And it was not. It's not a transgender.
Well, guess what?
Let me ask you this question.
The person that I'm speaking of has said they're not a transgender.
That's what I'm saying. It's two different ones. I seen what you talk about. I said it's also a transgender.
But I'm talking about the
one.
I'm talking about the one.
She talking about this other one.
I'm talking about the one that burnt the city down.
I know who you talking about.
I'm talking about this one that burnt Facebook down and burnt
the one that's the fight.
Okay, y'all. Okay, y'all.
Yeah, the tough one.
Yeah,
the tough one.
Okay, so okay, make sure we is on the same one.
So okay, my thing is this. I appreciate the knowledge that this person has brought about, the eye-opening experience. I appreciate that. However, it's another part to that I'm kind of sort of like I'm dealing with is if you get to come out when you want to come out, then why is it okay for you to say when it's time for somebody else to come out? Because maybe they were not ready. And you're bringing people out that was literally, even though you're keeping it real about your situation, you got the same dynamics as these guys. You got children. You had a wife. You know. But I think that you came out when you felt like you was comfortable enough or bold enough to do it. And you out here destroying, you think that you just destroying these guys, but you destroying everybody around them by doing that. Meaning their children and their children's mothers.
But, okay, I agree with you on that one. But me, I'm going to be real with you. I don't respect them. I don't give a fuck about all that. Hold on.
Yeah, because I got a lot to say about one too.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Because
we got to put a timer on the conversation.
I know.
Today.
We all going
to
go.
Like, it's going to have to be like a 3-minute thing or something. Make it quick.
When I say fuck them.
Yeah.
When you just said like, they ruining now. He ain't ruining it. Nigga, you ruining it. Because you ain't real with your fucking self. I respect real. Like I said, I've been to the joint where them DL niggas reside. Where I came home, I've been was telling my brother's witness to this. I've been telling females about they guys. So when now all of a sudden it takes a gay man to do it, now y'all so butthurt. This shit been going on for quite some time, Christina. You feel what I'm saying? So when I don't feel no sympathy towards that nigga, because bruh, right is right, wrong is wrong, and you dead wrong because you got a family. Yeah. You knew what you was putting at risk when you was out here doing what you was doing. So fuck you and fuck how you feel, nigga. So I'm glad he exposed you niggas for who y'all really are, because that's bullshit. That's bullshit that y'all gonna do that to them women. And I'm far from homophobic. And when I say that with pride, because I'm not one of those homophobic guys. Because I respect real. I respect the person that'll tell me that they gay versus the person that's behind the back doing the shit. Because shit like this that going on, then y'all don't know these people that y'all ain't.
And this, and I don't mean cut you off, but I gotta get it. Let me jump up in here. Yeah, bro. Because my thing, because this is my thing, like. Okay, I was raised by 9 women. And at one point in time in my life, I was like on the fence of like figuring out that was I really gay and this, that, and the third, all this other shit. And I knew I was because I've been liking guys since I was about 5, 6 years old. Like, but the thing was, when you get older, you don't really
know for sure.
You don't. You. It's like you don't really know for sure. You was like, let me just try to make sure that I am what I am.
Right.
So, going through that whole process of like dating women. And I knew I liked the guys. I even felt fucked up about that. Like,
so you because like I, niggas was really on, wait, fucked wait, up wait. In the inside doing that shit?
Nah. This is what I'm about to say to this shit. What you talking about? So, when you respect yourself, you respect everything else around you, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I respected the women enough to know, like, oh, I was raised by women. Let me not even play with this, because then it's going to make me look like some old... fuckery ass nigga, and I ain't that type of dude. Like, so I felt like I respected all the women that I was raised around to not be on like no DL shit or shit like that. But the thing with them is, it's like they go out here and then they be passing all these diseases to these women, and I don't be on that shit. Like, my thing is this: all that DL shit, and you in the closet, and you got a whole family at the crib, and you fucking on your woman with a nigga.
You dangerous.
And then, yeah, you dangerous on top of that. And then, and another thing is, like, you ain't got no respect for your kids, your wife, your girl, wife, whatever you got at home. It be preachers out here fucking on their wives with me and all kind of shit. You don't have no respect for nobody in your life, like...
y'all both definitely rung all my bells. Of course, that's how I feel as a woman, but like I say, I'm always gonna play every situation.
Ain't nothing wrong with what you're saying, but at the end of the day,
right to feel like that,
and I feel like this,
you
like
get what
this.
I'm saying?
Maybe it's okay for if I'm first of all, let me just clear this up. None of my cousins got called out or exposed, and none of my boys got called out. Ex or nothing. Current, past, present, right. or future.
Okay.
None of my boys got called out.
Because you the type of person
hold on,
you are.
Hold on.
Yeah, because I'm not
you're
even going. I mean, my best friend is gay, so it ain't. You ain't finna get that pass. No. I mean, you ain't. But all of us ain't blessed with a gay best friend and know the game.
And not only that,
you
like,
feel me? So you ain't gonna get that off on me.
Right. And me being me. I got, and then this ain't no secret. Like, you know,
my best friend is gay, right there, sitting in the pink shirt.
Listen,
and he could be my man.
Forget the friend.
He could be my brother, my sister. Look. He could be the kid's father or whatever he needs to be.
Forget the friend. I got an uncle. I love him. He's gay.
Mm-hmm.
But
so me being me, he's no different than him. If I can accept my uncle. I can accept him.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, I'm still going to respect them as first and foremost, man.
Exactly.
Secondly, as a human being. You get what I'm saying? I don't like down low niggas. I don't respect.
Me neither. This coming from a gay man. I don't respect no down low shit on no shape, way, or form. Because you sneaky, you out here doing some conniving ass shit, and then you think it's cute and cute. Like
down low niggas be devious. Them niggas devious. You get what I'm saying? And I'm gonna tell you why they devious. Because if you could have some shit like that, my nigga, you willing to?
You gonna stick your dick in a man's ass and then go fuck your bitch in her pussy? Ain't no telling what you cool on that, bro. That shit foul.
She's
smiling
as hell.
That shit real foul to me, bro. Like, oh God, like I do not fuck with that shit. That shit just foul to me, bro. Like, because I got sisters. First of all, let me say this, because this shit is really, really. I really take heart to this shit. Like, I got sisters out here. Like, and I be looking like. Let me see these niggas y'all fucking with before y'all fuck with them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I look, if it come around my family. It's going to be price to pay.
Mm.
Like, I'm just hard with that shit. Like, because I just feel like if you a real motherfucker, and then you be out here screaming you a real nigga, you did real all this old shit. Nigga, how's you real, nigga? You out here doing this fuck ass shit. Like,
and as a woman, that's...
I just don't respect that shit, bro. Like,
anytime a man...
So I'm glad that motherfucker exposed them niggas. That's what the fuck they hate.
I respect the openly gay man before I respect the down low nigga. And what I mean by that, me being a heterosexual male, I respect real shit. You niggas ain't real. You ain't real. Like, I don't give a fuck about what you
do. And then this is the thing. Just come out, and if you like both, just say you bad.
And then not only that, like...
You'll get more respect from me by saying you like both versus you out here being on some sneaky shit.
Nigga, it's more acceptable now than before.
Nigga, it's 2023. You out here
like you hiding that shit. Nigga's like living your truth, man. Like, man,
let's go to the next.
How do you feel about it? We'll just close this out like this. As a woman, it's devastating. So
Put your mic. Your mic close to you.
I don't like it, bro.
You have to.
So ain't nobody hear you. For outing them niggas? I don't think he was.
Go ahead. How you feel, man? Well,
you know, I'm from the old school, so I feel like snitches get stitches, and I feel like all this extra technology and this media and this new age stuff, it puts everybody in everybody else's business. And I really don't like that, because I kind of like the old school thing where, you know what, we kept our shit ourselves. Yeah, you kiss and you don't tell. Everybody needs to know all your goddamn business. They don't need to be televised all over Facebook or all over Instagram. I don't need to have an account here, there, hither, da, 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 so everybody know what's going on with me. It's not all of y'all motherfuckers' business.
But
honey,
don't you think that's kind of like something that need to be?
I want
to
have some privacy, and that's what I value. Like, I guess I'm a little bit older than some people. That
I mean, I get what you're saying, but to a degree, I can't.
I value my privacy a lot more than anything. Like right now, like.
But if that also comes with you being real with yourself, because you're not hiding shit that you don't supposed to be like shit you don't supposed to be doing. You're not hiding it. You out with it. So of course you're gonna feel like that. But a person that's hiding that shit, like hell nah, bro.
I don't want to be a part of a relationship where I need to hide or something like that. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, you know what I'm saying? With these download, with these DL men, you say you don't like the DL men either. And guess what? I'm an openly gay man. I do not like DL men. And guess what? DL men, that's like an eye candy for gay men. That's like our little, like, oh my God, like a DL man, like we would really want that. But guess what? Being real about that shit, like, no, that's not really what you want for real. I don't want a DL man. I want somebody that's gonna be open in the public with me. Be a freak in the bed with me, but be out in the public and be honest about their emotions and how they feel about me when we.
Because you would never be first or anything with those kind of guys.
Exactly. I want to finish first. Why the fuck the next bitch got to do? I want
want to be the fat bitch out my motherfucking life. Shit. Yeah.
So is it?
Gay man, we're always the side bitch.
Is it safe to say that the DL man is not just not respected with straight women, but it's not respected with gay men. So it's just not respected.
Hold on, wait, hold on, y'all.
Because a DL man brings a DL man. I mean, anytime a man plays you in any way is devastating and it is humiliating. But that, I believe, to me, that's humiliating even worse because now you're not just humiliating me.
The kids ain't humiliated because what he do is his choice. That's that's self humiliation.
But they still gotta deal with it. Your daddy out here on Facebook.
I see what you're saying.
Somebody got a picture of your daddy.
Go to school and the kids like, oh, your daddy this and this and that. That's a whole
other thing. That's why I don't respect that shit because you put your kid in positions to now he got to defend himself on account of some shit you done did. You get what I'm saying? And then like you said, like to elaborate off what Ian was saying, like you can't respect that because you. It's like
he ain't grabbed that glass.
If a person ain't real within themselves, they ain't gonna be real with you. It's tilting.
You gonna have to sit it on the table.
They're not gonna be real with you. And then like the reason download men, I even heard a gate. Download men are called fags, and I had to learn that a gay, just because a man is gay don't mean he's a fag. And I learned that again.
I really hate that word.
I know y'all hate it, but
a fag is a rolled up cigarette,
and that's
what
it's termed. Yeah, it is. But it is really is. But
I really hate
no, a gay word. Man said, and that's what the dude said. He said, "No, I'm a gay man. He's a fag," and I understood it when he said that because I'm gonna call you a fag because at the end of the day, you creeping. That's what fags do. Fag shit. An openly gay man, I'm never going to call a fag. He's a gay man. Because for one, he's comfortable with who he is. He's standing in his truth. And he ain't out here hiding this shit.
I just wanted to get everybody's angle, but that was a healthy one. I like that one. But they don't really pay us enough to care, though. They don't even really pay us enough to care, though.
They really need to see that you... There's no such thing as homophobic unless you on a down low.
Exactly. Because if it offends you,
then it's something in you that's a part of that that's irritating your spirit.
Yeah, because gay women do not offend me in the least bit.
You think these niggas offend me?
They're my homegirls.
Gay women do not offend me.
Okay, y'all, let's move to the next thing.
Tell them partners about STD.
Okay, so this one was... Okay, this one was... If you found out that you had an STD, how are you going to approach the situation to your partner?
Oh, hey, from experience, oh, bitch, you burnt me. I don't want to hear that shit. You been fucking, they said it takes 7 to 14 days. Bitch, we just fucked last week. I wake up this morning, my shit on fire. Bitch, you burnt me. You better go get your... That's how I react.
Okay.
We're gonna both go to the clinic. Is what's gonna happen? We're gonna go to the clinic before any of this even happened. We're gonna both be at the clinic before we start having a strong sexual relationship. We're gonna both be at the clinic.
And you know, but most people don't think like that. Don't end in the moment you stick in that bad motherfucker in.
Should happen. That we start our relationship off at the clinic, and we're gonna end our relationship at the clinic. Everything's gonna happen at the clinic.
At the clinic. Said if you was a catch it, what was going to be your reaction?
So let's just say
it happened at the clinic.
Okay.
So what would be your reaction?
Let the heterosexual people speak. Go in pussy.
I'm sorry. Hold on. Christina, what would be your reaction?
Go ahead, Christina.
If a man burnt you, what's your reaction?
If a man burnt me.
Yeah, you're STD.
Well, you know, like I said, I could never ever speak from hypothetically. I always have to speak from real life.
So,
And let me tell you something. When it happened to me, honey, listen, I was broke out into a fever, honey. I was on the phone like, listen, I said, you know how your temperature supposed to be like 98.9. Yeah. Say my shit was like 99.9 because it was the summertime when I went to the doctor. I told that motherfucker, I said, I got a fever. I done broke out into a fever.
Hold on. Wait,
you man. Got me fucked up. You feel me? And what it was so crazy was this. It wasn't like chlamydia or gonorrhea or no shit like that. It was some shit. What's that one shit? The dirty dick disease.
Trichomonas.
Yes.
But that's
you
crazy
know when they done fuck the bitch and then they fuck you and the shit don't.
But so that's a BV. That's bacterial. That's BV.
Bacterial vaginal. Let me tell you something. I said I'd have got a fever. I was getting ready to burn down the McDonald's on Mitchell. I was ready to do my thing because I was ready to do my big one.
Hey, we look right.
You worked at Mitchell.
That's so good.
He was working at Mitchell.
No, hell no. I was down there giving me some breakfast when I was on the phone with him. Oh, I was on my cell phone. I'm going to go to the doctor.
This how I
I'm going to go to the doctor look, ass bitch.
This how I found out that I had got a STI. Because you know it's STI is an STD.
Sexually transmitted infection.
So, I'm like, I wake up. Oh my!
I guess I got to tell my story.
Cause you know, I was young. And I'm gonna tell the first time I ever caught an STI. I was 17. You get what I'm saying? But motherfuckers kept telling me about old girl, like she go, she play, and all that. You know, I was a little hornball back in the day, so I took the risk. You feel me?
Okay. You
know, we was kicked, but we. You know, I wiped the hoe. Like how they say, you wiped the hoe? Yeah, I did. You know,
she was end up being bad and shit.
Yeah, she ended up being toxic. So, look, right. So, me not knowing what's going on with it. I remember, I think I called you.
I remember this now.
Because I called, bro, like, because it's my dog.
He said,
I don't know. Cause I don't go through shit like that. You better go talk to moms. Cause you probably do got something. I said, bro, but I ain't hurting, I ain't burning nothing. So me being me, I go to moms. Hey, I love my mama. But bro, I was so fucked up. I had the short. She was like, let me see. Yeah. You know me. Mm-hmm. Being her son, I'm like, I can't show you, you know what I mean? She's like, that's the only way I'm going to be able to tell you what's going on. So, you know what I mean? I wound up showing her. She's like, I don't know. You're going to have to go to the hospital. She's like, is you hurting? I'm like, nah. But every time after I pee, I want to stick my finger down there because it'd be irritating. Like, I'd be, you know what I mean? Like, so, I go to the hospital. I'm calling Shorty, like, my mama telling me, like, call the last person you had sex with because she gave you something. Call her, she ain't answer. So I get to the hospital
that's
or whatever.
That's the scariest thing. Oh
I'm thinking,
God.
Listen, I
that's
think I got AIDS.
Y'all right.
Listen,
I would be scared.
I think I gave me AIDS or something. I'm thinking all type of shit. Y'all like, oh, I probably got AIDS.
Everything. So,
that's how you was thinking.
So you go to the hospital.
The first thing I think I got AIDS, bro.
Hey, I thought that same
thing. Anything else would be but good
see,
news.
Oh, see. Oh, listen, hold on, listen.
Mass was on
wait,
some other shit.
Wait, listen, bro.
See. Go ahead.
I get to the hospital now.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing been going on. I ain't been, you know what I mean, feeling nothing like that or nothing. I go to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
They say go pee. I go in there to go pee, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I had to do, like, pew, pew, like, let's just like, pew, mm-hmm. pew. Bro, my shit on fire. So I'm crossing my legs like this, like I'm trying to pee, but it's hurting so bad. Like, nigga, I look down. My uncle called it a cold in the penis. What? A cold in the penis.
A cold in the penis.
That's what my uncle called it.
I would need to get a clarification.
That's what my uncle called it. So when he said that,
a cold in
that let me know, like, because he always teases, say when you got a cold in the penis, that means you got something.
I'm sorry, our cameraman says that your dick is sick if you have a cold in the penis.
I think it was pussing at this point.
That's what it's called, discharge.
Mm-hmm. You have discharge. Oh, well, that sound like trichomoniasis.
That's what I had.
Okay,
but well, I didn't know that women itself, it was sexually transmitted to me because I had sex. Mm-hmm. But me learning that women can easily catch it from wiping back to front, wiping with a moist towel, or just always moist down there. Like, it's ways that they could pass trichomoniasis on.
Mm-hmm.
So when I called the little bitch, she wound up marrying. She trying to deny it, y'all. I'm mad this motherfucker. I'm like, just come on, we can go to the clinic together. I already went. Mm-hmm. That's how I know, so I'm calling you. Like, and man, back in the day, like, I was a lover boy, so I knew where it came from. Like,
right.
It wasn't but, like, that taught me, that day taught me so much, because it was like, you can't always think with your dick, man. Because you put that motherfucker in something else, it might not come out how you want.
Well, let me tell you how I was thinking with my shit. Though. Let me tell you what happened to me. And it was two things at once.
Mm. You had chlamydia and gonorrhea?
I had chlamydia and I had that them crabs.
What?
Let me tell you what
crabs, that's an old school.
No, let me tell you what the fuck.
That's a motmotherfucker from Bender, but you can catch
it. Let me tell you what happened, though.
Hold on. It could be a motherfucker sitting in this chair, you could catch the crabs.
Yeah, let me tell you what happened, though.
It ain't necessarily got to be sexual.
So, look, boom.
It's a dirty
dude. I don't even remember who gave me the shit.
Wow.
So, I just know I did what I did with whoever it was. And then the next day,
you had the itchy and scratchy.
I was itching, like, and I'm like, okay, I'm thinking I'm just dirty. So I go get in the shower, everything. I'm like, okay, I know I need to clean off anyway. But I'm in the shower itching, like, I'm like, what the fuck? So then I get out the shower and I bullshit y'all, it got so bad. I ain't get to that part yet. I was itching so bad to the point, like, I started scraping myself on the floor, like, rubbing my shit on the floor, like,
scare your ass.
Boy. So then, like, I still itching and shit, like, I'm like, okay, boom. I tried, I put, like, little shit down there, stopped for a little minute. Then next thing I know, like, I was creaming, like, out my, my drawers was like creamy. I'm like, what the fuck? So I go to the damn clinic. Boom. They tell me what the fuck it was. So then the guy was like, well, you know you're going to have to shave all your hairs off and shit like that. I said, are you serious? Not my, because I don't play about that shit.
Oh, I like that shit off.
Fuck all that. Like, but I went home. Shaved everything off, and while I was shaving over the toilet. I seen the motherfuckers move, and I said, damn, these is real live crabs. Like,
they look like little crabs.
So I screamed, like,
wow, I never seen it.
Man, that shit, I'm itching now, like,
because I've never seen
that shit fucked me up, but the thing was, I didn't even know who gave it to me because I was out being a little whore, like,
but see, just the thing about it, like,
I don't even remember who gave it.
Sometimes, like, it ain't always sexual, because you could wear somebody's shorts and they could have crabs and pass crabs.
That's true, too.
So it ain't always, and crabs really like a dirty, it's a dirt thing, because, you know, we already got, like, little bug mites on us anyway.
Gave me the pills for the chlamydia shit.
They gave you that shampoo, that red.
No, my mom actually went about that.
Hey, guess what? What's so crazy, nigga?
No, my mama didn't buy it.
I'm itching like a mother. I ain't gonna be able to fall asleep.
My uncle told me,
you gotta. Straight. He told me, if you ever catch, like, my uncle Gary, I love him to death. he made a lot of jokes about shit, but he was giving us game because he used to tell us, like, yeah, you better shave. If you ever get your curves, you got to shave off all your pubic hairs.
Man.
And you really got, because they cling to your pubic hairs. But
I shaved that shit.
But you got to get some of them. Yeah, like, they, but they suck your blood. And he was like, you got to get Blue Star ointment after you shave.
Is them bad bugs?
Damn.
They little bitty crabs. Like, they really little bitty crabs.
They little bitty crabs. For real.
Y'all
like,
what the
but
bad
that shit
bugs.
Is like, man. That shit, why you be itching? Like, you be bad. Fucked up.
Wait a minute,
like,
y'all sure that was the bad bugs?
You ever heard the old saying, if she can't use her comb, don't bring her home?
I thought that was a white girl and a black dude.
But guess where crabs come from?
What? Comb.
Who you just say?
A comb.
No, who you just say?
A what? Man, I'm not no allegedly and not
allegedly.
Statistically. Don't get me.
Well, scientifically it's proven that white people are responsible for head lice.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
That's what a crab is. It's a head lice.
Yeah.
All right, we got you. But it was, but like I say, back in our day, it was black people passing that around that we know. And I'm not saying it's in a good way. Now, I'm saying it in a hood way.
Don't put that on us.
Niggas was having...
We never know the fuck.
Mean,
all right, look.
Listen, y'all black people.
That happened.
I ain't know no white people.
We ain't going deep
like
into that. Where everybody said they stole.
Nah, she said she put that on black people. Oh, no, don't.
No, I didn't put it on black people. I didn't.
I ain't give you no story yet, baby.
You
what's
know
your,
what?
My thing on
you said it was in a clinic.
Okay, before we go any further,
oh, shit.
You had to stop misinterpreting my shit.
You just said, you. No, I ain't misinterpreting
my shit. I said only people I know.
You said only people
I only knew a lot of black people. So what you gonna be mad at me for?
You can't say
I didn't say that. I didn't say that we did. I said all the people I knew. See, I wasn't saying that in the. I told you I ain't saying it in the hood way. I'm saying it in the good way, man. Just chill out.
Oh, y'all hatterals.
Hold on, so if you never heard of head lice, how you heard of crabs?
These hatterals is
I heard of head lice before, but it's just that
the
I knew people in the second grade that had head lice, but didn't nobody have crabs. I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying that's what a crab is. That's what a crab is, Christina.
But I didn't know that.
That's what I'm telling you. No, I'm telling you.
Because I never had neither one.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm telling you what it is, because you said you know what it is. I'm saying, you ever known somebody with head lice? You said, yeah, that's what a crab is.
Okay, and can we get a...
Hello.
Come on, hello.
He said he is in the clinic, y'all.
No.
He said he is going to cost money.
He said it's going to cost money. But he said it is happened in the clinic. He just said it happened in the clinic.
Ian, put your head up.
It happened in the clinic, right, Ian?
It happened in the clinic. It's
okay. Well, they don't pay us enough to care, and none of us have crabs or like... Okay.
Because,
all right, next topic. Let's next topic.
First date.
First date. When, where, how? Hold on. When,
who, what, when, where?
Who, what, when, where?
Why?
What?
Why?
First date.
No way.
First date. Who, you go what, first.
First date. Well,
how you think a first date should go? With who, when, where, and how, or
who, what?
Well, at first,
when, where?
Let me say, but me being a masculine bottom, so I want to have this. Let that be known because for first, that is very important when we come into about a first date because my first date might be different from your first date or your first date. Or your first day.
Okay, so how was your first day. What would you consider?
So,
who was your first day? Or how was your first day?
Well, whatever. I was in my first day. My perfect first day probably was a nice outing to a dinner. It's nice. I like to have doors open for me. You know what I'm saying? I like to... I am the submissive one, so I do like the kind of like different little things that you would do for a female, but that necessarily does not make me the female in a relationship because I hate the way that dynamic is when I know when heterosexuals try to figure out what a homosexual relationship is like. One is not the female and one is not the male. We're both two guys together, but we're both giving feminine energy and masculine energy at the same time. So it's two different things.
Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I like the way you broke that down.
But yeah, but before our first day, I think I'm very traditional, and in the sense where, yeah, I am expecting for the more masculine guy to pay for my food, and for us to have a good conversation, hang out, and me and him probably will pick and choose on who's gonna derive the conversation and run it or whatever.
Right.
But.
Okay. Y'all want to go on that one?
Mass. Me, my first date. See, me, I'm a fun type of person. So, if we going somewhere, I like to do fun shit. Like, if we going to go out, I ain't the type that's just going to sit. Let's go bowling. Let's go play laser tag. Let's go out. Like, because wherever I'm going, wherever I go, I'm going to make sure we eat there, too. And by me being older, like I said, I like to have, like, because most females be stuck in a point to where they so used to dealing with guys that don't have that type of adventurous type of vibe to where they stale. So me being the type of guy, like, let's go to Kings Island. Let's get on these roller coasters. And after that, we can go eat somewhere. Or, you know what I'm saying? Me, I'm a smoker, too. So I like kind of, I mean, if she don't smoke, that's cool. But it makes it even better if she smoke. You know what I mean? Because I want her to be what I'm on. So if we go on my first day, like, prime example, we can, if it's one of the Mondays, we going to be like, I'm going to be like, come on, get ready. Or I might just go buy you something, like, what size you wear? Get you some shorts and a shirt. Like, we finna go to Kings Island. You're going to be like, what? We finna go to Kings Island. On the way up there, we smoking. Because I want us to be in that mode to where we have. So when we get up there, we get on roller coaster, we sit down, we eating. But as we eating and we having a good time, we also talking and get to know each other. Because when you take a person somewhere like that, I feel like it brings out the real in them. You get to see if they really gonna appreciate you. Because like most people on their first date want expensive shit. If you could accept this type of shit, then I don't mind doing expensive shit for you. Because it's like, God damn, my nigga went to Kings Island with me. I got somebody that's adventurous. Hell yeah. And that makes the dates more funner. Because just going out to eat sometimes just be plain. Like, or just going to eat, go to the movies. Like, yeah, that's cool. But let's get on these roller coasters. Let's go to a haunted house or something. Like, you know what I mean?
I think that's how my first day would be. It got to be adventurous. Because I really like outdoor shit. So we do some shit like go on like a trail walk through like the mountains or like a picnic somewhere like up in some woods or some shit. I can do shit like that, but just like the regular traditional restaurants and movies and yeah, you don't really get to know the person because it's like y'all just focusing on something else that's not. Right. Yeah, it's supposed to be about y'all.
And then it's like, traditional, you know what I'm saying? Like,
because if you go to dinner, y'all, of course y'all going to vibe out or whatever, eating or whatever, but y'all going to be full as fuck, whatever, whatever, and then y'all may go
home, go to sleep. Home.
Yeah, and then that'd be the end of it. It'd be kind of dry.
Dinner is mediocre.
And yeah, right. And I feel like it got to be something live, like let's go, like you said, like go to like laser tag or...
Because wherever we at...
That shit would be... That'd bring... You can go. See the person in them, like if they like to have fun and...
Because you... Yeah,
what makes them smile and giggle. Like you can like, really get detail with a person. More, yeah, like, it's... Yeah, it's...
You get to see the... You get to see the side of...
Yeah, where, I like that. I would have to... It would have to be an adventurous
day. It should be like when you go to them adventurous
now, days, who it would have to be with... I'm picky as fuck. Like, you gotta have some money.
Like, yeah, that too. But, nah, I can't...
You gotta be able to dress.
The first thing gonna be on me. You just gotta have to know how to throw that shit on.
Throw that shit on. Like,
don't come... Like, if I come to you and I'm wavy, yeah. You come out looking a certain way, I'm real life. I ain't the type that be like, nah, bitch, going to house and change. I'm the type, like, come on, like, we gotta go. Like... I'm gonna take it back, you something.
Well,
but yeah, I feel
what's that. Yours?
I feel yeah, that. But to me, you know, like I think what's all yours? The all the cliche shit to me is mediocre.
The basic like, traditional shit, right?
Why you gonna take me out to eat? I'm gonna eat anyway. You gonna take me out to do something? I gotta do.
At home, I'm gonna cook anyway.
No, I gotta eat every day.
Right. So
you know, my body is gonna want that. So. When we go out on a first date, I think our first date should be a whole vibe.
It definitely got to be.
I mean, and I love to eat, so eating should be somewhere into that.
But it's in the camera.
But I don't want.
It's in our camera. Great. Hold on. Yeah, there you go. There
you go. I don't want your, you know, I'm just be honest with me. I don't want you to take me out to eat, and I don't want no flyers because I'm not dead. I want your energy. I want your space. I want your time, and I want your attention.
That's that adventurous.
And then I think at that point, then I can know if me and you need to proceed further, because you can find any guy to take you out to eat.
That's what I'm saying. Compatibility with the energy.
I mean, just like today, you know, it's Friday. Anybody liable to have some money is Friday.
Payday.
Anybody liable to have some money. Even a person that don't got a job but just got something for sale.
Friday.
It's Friday. Somebody. Anybody is liable to be able to take you out or whatever. But I think our first date should always be a vibe. Rather, and like you said, shooting pool.
Like, I'll even take going to the zoo or something.
Yeah, like look at some animals.
Like, we can go to the zoo.
Or take me somewhere I ain't never been.
Yeah.
It ain't even got it, because you know how people like, well, what you like to do? It ain't about that.
What I like to do, just take me some, like prime example. I've never been to Top Golf. That's something I want to do. I know you ain't never been to Top Golf. Let's go play golf. Who? I'm just saying, just speaking hypothetically.
Like how I thought you was trying to take me out on a date.
No, I said we can go to Top Golf.
Here we go with this heterosexual shit again. Bad as life. Okay, look, y'all get no mind fucking
Now I just threw that. I knew this shit was gonna happen.
That's why I say it's gotta be a hetero girl on this fucking show, because y'all can bounce off each other with the shit y'all been doing. Good stuff. Keep up the good work, guys.
But I think the first date, even if it's nothing, it can be something as long as it's a vibe. I don't care if it's something me and you enjoy. And it got a lot to do, like, our first date, it's got a lot to do with how I met you.
Yeah.
You know, if I met you.
Memory.
If I met you at a bar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then, on our first date, you might probably as comfortable with going to a concert. Because you used to being around a lot of people. You like the club. So, that's how I feel like our first date. All that eating stuff and giving you flowers, all that shit is really decoration to a real date.
Yeah.
Because if we out together all day, of course we gonna eat. I don't care if we eat tacos.
I'm the type, I'll take your ass to the studio.
Yeah, I don't care if we eat tacos. Listen, long as they good and we
guess
good.
Guess what? Mm-hmm. I'm the type, I'm adventurous. I know most women ain't never been to the studio. You wanna go to the studio? If you tell me no, I'm gonna keep it real with you. Turn me all the way out, because that's something I love to do. So I want to see you. I want you to see me doing something I love to do.
And as a woman, your idea of a first date, honestly, that's why I don't know why women take the time out to answer these questions when they don't know what they're really saying. When you telling somebody, well, these is my requirements for a first date. Sometimes you telling people what you ain't never had.
And that's where you fuck up at.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I want to go out for a steak, and I need to have the best steak. If you haven't did that yet on your own, why you kind of giving away your shit. So, a woman that just wants to go out and have fun, she's not looking for nothing from you. She just want a vibe.
And that's what
she wants, your time, love, and energy.
And that's what brings me all the way back to the beginning.
That's free game for a man.
That, no, listen. And I agree with you, because that's what brings you all the way back when I was saying the mental part of the relationship. That's what I mean by
that. Mind frame, not a time frame.
That's what I mean by that. Mm-hmm. Exactly. You hit, and I knew it was going to come sooner or later, and you just said it. That's what will make me be that man to you, knowing that none of this impress you. You just value me. Fuck wanting me. You value me. So that'll make me want to spoil you. Because it's like you didn't come off like how you said, but I gotta eat here. You just like, okay, the energy. Like, I just want to see what this energy about. And most men like that, to where you ain't coming off.
We just want to see.
You ain't coming off as a gimme, gimme girl. When you ain't coming off as a gimme, gimme girl, most men.
I think that, I think that speak across the board for gay men and straight men, because gay men be wanting the same shit too. Like, we just be really wanting to vibe.
Give me shit. I hate that, because me being a person I am, I'm a do for you anyway. Like, even if when we out and about, I'm gonna make sure we good anyway, because that's just me. Don't get the coming off the bat like, Rodney, can you do this? Can you do that, baby? Because now you finna turn me off.
Providers hate gimme, gimme.
And like, when you said that, that's a turn on to me. When you just said, like, that's a turn on. You said, oh, I just want to vibe with you. Oh, so she liking me for me, and I wasn't this on my, you know what? What size shoe you wear? I got you. Because I appreciate you just for being who you are to me and not looking at me for what you can gain from me.
I done had men, and I've never really asked a man to do anything for me, but I literally can say this. I have just about every man I've ever been with, every man I've ever been with has bought me a car. And you know what they tell me? I never bought a woman a car.
Because your vibe is because you're not a gimme-gimme motherfucker.
And I be like, you just saying that shit because you want to win an argument. But it was really crazy. They be telling the truth.
And every woman I have dealt with, they also told me that I did things for them that no man has ever done. And it's not even material shit. Because like I said, me being the type of guy I am. Like, another thing about a first date, like, I'm like this too. Like, shit, like you said, vibe. Let's just say if it's a boring Monday, I'm about to order this pizza. I know you like Chipotle. I already know what you like because you already going to tell me. I'm going to pay attention to you firsthand. So I'm going to make sure whatever I get food-wise, snack-wise, is to your likings.
Mm-hmm.
Let's watch these movies.
But here go free game. What? First date, do not invite a woman to your house.
I ain't say to that.
Unless you live in a mansion.
Look.
Please do not do that. And this is just free game. I don't know why we like this. Because we feel like when you invite us to your house on a first date, it's just coming from a woman. I don't care how you feel. I'm just letting you know that. This is a disclaimer. When you invite a woman on the first date, you want her to come to your house. She in her head thinks, he wants sex from me. And a lot of times, either one or two things will happen. She'll go ahead and go along with it if she's weak and broke or maybe less dependent. But a real live woman will not even entertain that first date.
It's crazy.
I don't want to be at your house. Unless you're having a party there, a barbecue. No, I do not. And the reason why I say this, because a lot of men might have something to say to me, but think about it. What if on the first date, a boy asks your daughter on that same date? You're going to feel like, nah, you need to take my baby out. You need to do somewhere. You need to do this. You don't, because when a man just, it's like, do you drink? Do you smoke? Oh, I got all that. You can come to the house. We can watch movies. We know what that equates to as a woman. We know that's equating to sex. That's sex. They're literally asking you to have sex with them. They're not asking you. They're hoping you have sex with them. But the date where you...
I brought one to my house on the first day, cooked for them, and sent them on their way.
And here's another date. Here's another date that men ask women on, because I've been asked on this date, and I done went on this date a couple times too. When a man takes you out of town, say you just met him, right? And he really digging your ass, and but I'm looking at it from my perspective. I don't speak from hypothetically. I'm like, because I know how I am. I'm not finna just go to your house and do movies and chill and fucking and not sucking. I'm not finna do it. But when a nigga really wanna get me, when he know he done, like, this is the only way I'm gonna be able to get her in there, guess what he gonna invite me to? He gonna fly me. Mom. He gonna fly me somewhere.
That's your mom. Oh.
He gonna fly me out of town. Because he already know, absolutely, if I got this bitch up in Miami somewhere on the 12th floor, or she gonna give it up. And he absolutely right. He absolutely right. So when a man invites you directly to his house on the first date, that should send up a red flag to a woman. Number one, when a man got something,
okay, look,
he ain't gonna bring you to his house.
You already explained it. because we only.
You, I don't know. I don't know what
you. We get what you're saying. We get what
you're
saying.
Yeah, he wants some sex. We get what you're saying. If he tell you to come on over on the first date, he wants some sex. We got it. He wants some cookies and milk. He wants cookies. It's cookies and milk.
Because me being me, I like to cook. I'm not a motherfucker that's going to want to eat out. So, and I'm going to keep it real with you. I'm going to let you know off top. Like, shit, I'm going to cook at my house. We can eat here, and then we can
I don't let that where I want to eat out everywhere we go. Fuck
you feel
that
me?
Shit.
So, I don't have to have sex with you to, for you to come over to my house on the first day. I'm not even finna entertain that because at the end of the day, first dates end up wherever you want them to be.
But my first day outfits would not allow you to be manly enough or strong enough to be able to make it out that house. So, I'm just keeping it real.
I get what you said because my mama said that shit. But look.
All right.
You already said it. You said it. Yeah, because y'all can get to be another 2 hours. Okay.
Damn.
Black actress pay. Who put that on there? And what is we talking about with this?
Well, with all the controversy that's going on with our fellow sister, I feel like, you know what? The both parties that are concerned for us, like Taraji
P. Henderson,
Monique, and I'm talking about Lee Daniels, and I'm also talking about Tyler Perry,
Oprah,
also, and Oprah, Monique. You know what I'm saying? So, but you know what I'm saying? With the respect of their names, I respect all of them because they're the moguls of the business or whatever.
Yeah, they are. Right now.
But yeah, I mean, it's going to be some friction. You know what I'm saying? That's been going on. And so I just want to talk a little bit about that friction that's been going on.
Like, I agree with Taraji.
Like the narrative that's been in the hood. Because,
They
blackballed Monique because Monique did not want to, When it was time to market the movie that they were all in together, when it was time to market The Color Purple, Monique did not want to do that because she had some things going on with her family.
You got it mixed up.
No, Monique wasn't.
You about
with
to
the
report
Monique,
false
Monique
information?
Was, yeah, Monique it wasn't was, The Color Purple.
Listen, let me correct you. It was Monique wasn't with The Color Purple. Monique. Issue was with Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix.
But Monique issue
and Precious.
But Precious. It was Precious because of the Grammy nomination, but it was reason more so Precious because the way she portrayed that character.
No, it was not.
She was underpaid.
The problem with Precious.
It was all about the money.
She was underpaid. She was underpaid. It was all about the money. You hear what
she
I just said?
She didn't want to promote the movie with the people because she was saying that she had some type of family. She had family emergency. So she didn't want to do like the publicity and all that
the
stuff.
Promo
that,
run.
The promo.
Allegedly.
She got $50,000 for that. Precious. That's what she said.
It came out of her mouth. Yeah, she was underpaid.
And she said she didn't want to do all that traveling.
And she got the pay that she got.
Because if she shot a movie, like Taraji said, when you shoot a movie, you give up six months of your life. So 6 months got to equate to $50,000. Plus, they want you to
pay for your own.
They want you to travel around and promote this movie now with them. So she did that shit as a favor for Lee Daniels. And it wound up being like Lee Daniels kind of like, you know how people put other people in it.
Real.
They got Oprah in there. So yeah, you made it like
allegedly.
Her issue was never with her sister. It was never with Oprah. It was always with Lee Daniels.
And then what people don't understand, because
they love like putting black women. Yeah, allegedly.
And then not only that, I ain't even gonna say too much allegedly because Dame Dash was speaking on Lee Daniels in his crooked ass ways.
Yeah, he
so
was doing
Lee
that.
Daniels is more of the problem than Oprah because Lee Daniels was responsible for the black bottom.
But this
of
is
Monique.
The thing y'all missing, the whole thing.
Because
y'all
when she spoke
missing.
Out about Lee Daniels, that's what stopped her Netflix special.
But this is the thing, y'all.
And they gave it to the.
No, that was not it. Wait.
Y'all missing the point. The point of that is that black actresses are getting paid less than white actresses.
That's what the Netflix special was about with Monique.
That's what this whole thing
Lee
is
Daniels
about.
Lee Daniels stopped
like,
their bag by doing that. And they underpaid.
But they saying that Hollywood, as far as the Julia Roberts, and they getting paid all this good money to do all these things, and they got as much as good talent as them, and you know,
the awards that, and some of them got more Grammys than them.
And that's the, and the thing what Taraji was saying was is that it's not just her that she gets paid. She has to pay her team and all these other things. And by the time you pay that, it trickles down to little to nothing. She like these motherfuckers paid. Over here, Brad Pitts and
she said she got paid $8 million at a point. But when you got a team that gets 30% of that.
Yeah.
And you getting taxed half of it.
Yeah.
And tax you still got to pay taxes on it.
That's, yeah.
What is $500,000 to $500,000? From $8 million.
That's what this point is all about, but with black actresses in Hollywood.
It's about not just the black actresresses.
That's what it's also about. It's about the black actresses getting paid less than the white actresses.
But hello, it's also about the black singers and actresses.
Singers,
they're all getting the same raw deal. They
ain't getting the raw deal.
But this is the thing. This is the thing.
Rihanna is a billionaire.
Hold on. Wait, y'all. That's two separate stories. Okay. We sticking on black actresses and white actresses in the pay.
But
we're not talking about the music industry. We talking about actresses.
Black, that shit.
Stay on topic.
Right, but I'm just going to say with the music, that shit is the 90s. The motherfuckers
in
the 90s.
That's another whole, we can talk about that right now.
It's just black actresses getting underpaid. That's what's been going on for the last past couple years, and that's when Monique was always
That's why Monique was going crazy.
Even, not only that, even when Dave Chappelle spoke on it.
Yeah.
Because it goes further back to Dave Chappelle. Because it's like, I know what I'm worth. Y'all not finna keep telling me what y'all want to give me. Give me what I'm worth. That's why Dave Chappelle didn't renegotiate his contract with Comedy Central. That's why they took Dave Chappelle off the show, because they making 50-something million per show. It was only paying Dave like a couple hundred thousand.
But that it wasn't even Taraji Kwan with it.
What?
Her Kwan was this. It's white actresses that's been in the game as long as she been in the game, and they get paid more than her.
That's what I'm saying.
Underpaid. So you take The Color Purple, right? And they got this right now, this cast, from what I seen, it's a legendary cast. They got her. They got Fantasia and that motherfucker. They got Danielle, the girl from Orange is the New Black. They got
they really ain't legendary, but they got a good cast.
There are a lot of legendary cast. That mean when they get so many famous people together at one time.
Yeah. Because
usually when you watch a movie, you only see two big giant actors or one.
It's a lot of legendary people.
Everybody in that movie.
It is.
Listen, everybody in Color Purple got underpaid.
It is a lot of them.
Can we just stay on? But what I'm trying to tell you is this. Can we just stay on subject?
Go ahead.
We're on subject. Okay, so what I'm saying is this.
We agree with you.
If you take that movie and you put a whole bunch of legendary white actresses in there,
okay,
like Julia Roberts, Sandra Bullock, and all of that, that's going to be $1 billion fucking just on the cast.
But what makes them more better than Taraji and them? They just as good as
see, what I'm saying is this. This is the problem, and this is what Monique was trying to speak on. But because Monique is dark, and she thick, and she's dominant, they made her into like a fucking demon for saying what she said. But when Taraji come out and said it come across different. And I've always believed this. I don't care who telling the truth. It's the truth. When Monique stood up and said, oh, no. Yeah, Netflix, you not finna give me that. They was giving black men money, but they wouldn't give it to black women. They were giving Chris Rock and all them people money.
And then they gave Tiffany Haddish more money than Monique.
Then it's just like this. I'm just speaking as a black woman that do work for her money, right? We are underpaid.
All black women are.
We are underpaid. They'll give a white girl fresh out of college a job over me, and I've been doing whatever she doing since she was born.
And that's what Taraji said. They're more qualified for the position that they get.
And she said it,
because they'll come and get a new actor and pay her more and be the seasoned actor that's veteran, less than that. Like, nah, how the fuck I'm seasoned? You feel what I'm saying? I got these accolades to let you know that's what I'm worth.
Right.
But y'all getting this motherfucking bimbo over here who just had probably a good movie or a good role, and she gets more than me?
No, she's talking about this. She's talking about making the same money as the white actress
that's been in the business as long as she's been in there. You just missed the whole thing he was saying. Because he said the same thing. He literally just said that. But he was saying
this. He said it was like a bimbo that only had one good role.
Yeah, he said they would pay her more than the motherfucker that's been in the game longer than her.
No. What she's saying is she's not getting paid the same pay as the white actresses.
It doesn't matter if they got the same experience or not, they're still underpaid. It's the whole thing.
They still underpaying black. And it ain't even that.
Whether she's up here and it's a white girl down here. She's going to get paid more than her.
With Monique, it wasn't about with the Netflix special. It wasn't
I just got to keep y'all. Because y'all be saying stuff and it's not. Netflix y'all got to listen to each other and you say yours and he say his and everybody say it and then we move on.
With the Netflix special, it wasn't about Monique. It wasn't about Chris Rock never getting paid more than her because it wasn't that. It was the fact that once again, Monique has these accolades that can prove that she's worth the money that she's asking for. But whenever the situation with Precious and Lee Daniels, by him being a mogul, he had say-so. So when they made that call, they lowballed her and gave that white girl, I forgot her name, it's Christina something. And she had a special on Netflix. But they wound up giving her more than what they were trying to give Monique. That's what the Netflix special. So I'm correct you on that. Exactly. With the Taraji shit.
Okay.
When Monique spoke about it, didn't nobody say nothing. And that's where the problem is because it's like, what makes her more different than me? I said the same shit. She said that too. But now it's like, oh, it take her to say it to get Fantasia to stand up.
But guess what?
To get Tyler Perry to say something. To get other actors to stand up.
This is what's about to crack your whole squad with all of that. Because I said this on the episode. I said sometimes a person can literally say the exact same thing in a room, whether it's the same thing, but sometimes it just depends on your frequency and how you say it and your emotion, whatever the feeling, the energy of it all. That's what it boils down to. Monique made it came off more aggressive versus Taraji.
She came off more passionate, and Taraji came off more crabby. Which is nothing wrong with it. Right, it was.
But the thing is, it just depends on how the person comes off with it. That's just all it is. Like, they both said the same thing, but it's just, it penetrated more when Taraji
did. Because Monique Moore did it more of a, like,
she Monique was on like, some bullshit. She like, went ham, you know, like, y'all got me fucked up.
She was like, no, y'all not finna keep doing this to black women. Yeah. Y'all not finna keep underpaying us. Like, no, give us what we deserve, because we, Taraji.
And it's okay.
I feel like, and fake crying and shit like
that. But you know what?
Because Monique said it first, do you think sometimes when somebody already said it, it make it easier for the next person to be able to say it? Because when two people, you know how they say, when two agree.
It's three, really.
No, but I'm just saying, you know, if I say the first person that said black people need to be equal, ain't getting the same treatment as the last person that said it. You mean it like the first person that said it is dead. The other person is being hurt. Because now that two people done said it, now it's like, okay, this is something we need to be paying attention to. Monique took a stand. Let me say this. We're going to move off with it.
Whether she said it or five other black women said it, it just depends on who reaches the masses better. That's just all it is. Yeah. Like, regardless of how Monique said it, regardless of how, what's her name? Taraji said it, it just penetrated with Taraji. It's the same shit Monique was saying. Yes, we agree. I agree with that shit too. But it's crazy. It happens like
they
that
did,
though. But
guess what they did? Angela Bassett the same way.
Yeah, she did it too. Like, it's a couple people that went out there that stood up for that shit. It ain't just them two.
Like,
it's a lot of them black actresses like, man, that shit. They say that like, shit a lot. So it just depends on how it's touching. But you know what?
Wait.
I'm not done. When I say this, sometimes when it come off the first time, it may have been, let's just say if it was Monique first time, boom. Ian, break up.
Damn.
Sometimes when Monique, but when somebody say it the first time, sometimes it might not penetrate the first time. It may take five people to say the same shit in a different form before that the fifth person that didn't touch everybody.
Hold on, bro.
So it's just, you know.
I heard this before.
Okay, y'all, let's move on.
I have a lot of things.
Okay, so y'all, look, before we get to the team building, did everybody see Leave the World Behind?
Yeah, I did see that.
For the people out there that don't know what Leave the World Behind, it was about a family, the Sandersons. They decided to go on a vacation. And in the midst of this vacation, the world was pretty much, going through
nuclear attack.
No, not nuclear. It has something to do with the Wi-Fi, the satellites. They call it a technology attack or whatever.
Yeah.
So everything was shut down. If y'all don't know, all of the electronics were acting fucked up. The TV was acting fucked up. So in this movie,
they said this shit was supposed to happen in the year 2000.
In this movie, you have a daughter. You have the daughter, which is Rose. Rose was pretty much. Which I don't know if y'all paid attention to it, but Rose really knew what the fuck was going on.
She was getting the premonition.
She was the only one, if you really pay attention to that movie, she was the only one that told her mother she read this about this guy.
She was getting premonition
and
shit.
No, it wasn't even that. It was she told her mother that she read this story about this guy and in this boat. And what he was is God gave him all these signs to not drown or whatever, and he ended up drowning because he wasn't paying attention to God. So in this movie, Rose was the only one getting all the signs. That's why she seen the deer first. That's why she when they went into the cupboard, and she saw the ground or whatever, I forgot what it was that was right there, but that was another symbolism. But she was the only one that was seeing everything, and that's why at the end of the movie, she was the only one really safe, because everybody else was going haywire. Like, the mother was going crazy, the daddy and them was over there fighting, because the son teeth that fell the fuck out, all this other shit. Rose was the only one that went in his house and went into this shelter and was pretty
the
much
bunker
safe
that
from,
they were
yeah,
trying to find.
They were trying to find. She found the bunker because she was the only one kept telling her mother, like, look, it's a lot. You need to pay attention to
it was
this
so
story.
Crazy, right?
And her mother wasn't paying attention because she up there worried about this black man and his daughter, thinking that they gonna rob and steal and kill and all this other shit. But the movie basically breaks down how mankind does it. Even when the guy was on the road and he drove for all those miles, and then he ran into that Mexican lady.
Yeah.
And we couldn't understand what she was saying. That was symbolism too, because that was showing that here's all this shit going on. You done seen a whole boat come up on the shore. All this shit is going crazy. You been driving for hours on this fucking road. No telling how long he been out there. And then the first person you see, she's in a panic mode. Like, look, this is like, I need help. Like, and then you don't help her. You just drive off and leave her there? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so the movie basically is kind of reflecting on how we are is not paying attention to how we should be together.
Basically.
When the time of this type of stuff go on. Like,
pictures to Hawaii, right?
Yeah.
What happened over in Hawaii, right?
What? What you talking about, the
when the volcanoes and shit?
Is this recently?
Yeah.
That's what that movie's kind of based on.
And also the thing with the Teslas that really did happen.
No, it's
they recalled. No, they recalled all Teslas. You know that
because
right?
of that same because feature. Of this
it
feature.
Has to do with the. It has but to look, do. We so focused on technology that we don't even know how to cope without it.
It was so
that's
crazy.
What the movie was about.
It was so crazy, right? Yeah. Ain't nobody really paying attention because the nigga that owned Facebook. I mean, that sold Facebook to. No, he sold Twitter to what's his name, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
He just built the underground bunker.
Yeah, it's little shit like that.
Hey, guess where is it?
Where is
over
that?
Over in Hawaii.
But do y'all remember when we had the windstorm in Cincinnati?
Y2K. When they knocked out all the power shit.
When
that windstorm knocked out everybody.
But it wasn't power. No Y2K. This was like 2000.
I know. I'm just saying this.
Yeah, but
knocked out all the power shit.
Remember that? And do y'all remember back then our TVs was not. And our phones and all of that was not hooked up to the internet. Yeah. You could still watch TV. Mm-hmm. You could still be on your phone. You could still call 911, all of that. But you think about it now, if they kill our Wi-Fi signal, we out of here.
Because
we can't watch TV. We can't talk on the
phone. Because they done made everything.
We can't do nothing without that signal.
They done stripped antennas. You really can because you still can tap into the regular antennas. But... we ain't if the internet crashed, that ain't gonna do
you
nothing.
You gonna need that bunker with that landline and that DVD.
I'm gonna tell you
player.
Right now. See, no, this is the thing.
Hold
on, wait. I'm hearing what y'all saying, but this is the key to this movie, though. The key to the movie has nothing to do with nothing about technology or what we need. What we need is each other.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is we supposed to be living off the land anyway. Like, what it is, y'all let technology take over everything and you feel like you need those things to survive. But those are not the things that you need to survive. You need to know how to build crops. You need
natural
to know how to
resources.
Motherfucking... Yeah, you use your natural
motor,
resource. That's what this movie
skills.
Is really...
Taking
if you really watch it the second time, because when I watched it the second time, that's what the whole thing was about. Was about... how they so chaotic in this situation. They all worried about phones and the TV ain't on. And it's like, bitch. This is the thing. The whole time y'all worried about all this technology bullshit. And you got the motherfucking animals outside telling y'all some shit about to go down. Like, you know.
The animals
that's
the
why I said
right.
Rose was the only one that paid attention to everything in the movie. Like, she paid attention to the stuff that was going on. Like,
you know, every animal,
and she kept telling her brother, I see all these bears out here.
Look,
pan or no
because
attention.
You know animals give signs anyway through the
she
seeds.
She paid attention to that house that they were trying to find. She the only person that saw that
she
house.
She paid attention
and
to all
of them was
the
trying
signs.
To find
but
that house.
What, but guess what's so crazy, y'all? If the internet was the crash, guess who the only group of people that it wouldn't affect?
China.
No.
Millennials.
It ain't even China.
More like the
natives.
They don't live off of none of this.
That's the whole thing of that movie. Like, the whole thing was basically telling you, like, you know,
the Amish people.
If you leave the world behind, like, you need to pay attention to the togetherness and
Amish.
to living.
They won't see it coming.
We dealt with
Amish. No, Amish, they see it coming, but they don't care because they don't. They are not into this.
Let me ask both of y'all this. What y'all think the Tesla symbolism was in there?
What's going on right now?
Because that car had an autopilot thing in it.
The logo thing was...
So that car is actually being controlled by computers. So therefore... all of them malfunction, which caused all of them to drive
back.
The same route to the same
place. Hey, guess what's going on right now with the Teslas? Guess what's going on
it's
with
It's the
them?
Same. They got to recall
them. That's why they calling them back, because they doing it now.
Peep this, though, y'all.
Niggas don't understand. I don't put shit in movies
Remember when I said that you got to learn how to live off the land, right?
And who helped make that movie?
Peep this.
Barack Obama.
Peep this. And he trying to tell you something. But this is the thing.
He trying to tell us
the
something.
Girl
something he starts though.
Julia Roberts, right?
Mm-hmm.
She got out the car and she saw all the motherfucking cars just piled up, right?
Ain't nobody
the in. Bitch gets back in the car and starts driving backwards scared because the cars are hitting each other, right? But if you trying to figure out what's going on, common sense would say this car really ain't gonna help us at this point because the motherfucking shit is piled up from here to Timbuktu. Even the other cars on the fucking highway and the bridges were backed up. It wasn't just Teslas. It was all the cars.
Any car with the chips.
But the thing was, she was so fucking lazy to not get out and go walk her ass to where she was trying to go to see what the hell was going on, or where she could try to find some type of help, because that's what they was trying to do.
But do y'all notice that?
No, the reason why she didn't do that is because she realized that those cars was crashing into each other.
No, I'm saying
ain't nobody in the car.
I'm saying that. She freaked her out. But this is the thing. It freaked her out. But the whole thing of the symbolism in it is that we so lazy and depend on these electronical things, mm-hmm, that we don't even take the time to like think just on what if you didn't have none of this shit? Like, what if she couldn't drive and what if he couldn't drive? What would you do? You would walk, right?
Get in your bunker.
Or whatever.
So crazy,
but the thing is, that whole movie had so much symbolism
when
in
you
it.
Say
like,
symbolism,
to the point
people
where it was
understand.
Just like
symbolism. It's what's going on in reality, too. People don't understand that they put the shit in movies because that's what's really going on.
Yeah, that's what the movie was telling.
People
that's
don't
what the
understand,
movie was
even with the Tesla shit. That's what I'm telling y'all. Like, even with the Tesla shit, that's why they malfunction this shit now, because, like you said, they ran by computer. Mm-hmm. And everybody don't know everything has a timer on it. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they time it all
busy.
This shit. With their technology, they time everything so it to crash. You get what I'm saying? They're going to do it.
It's like your phone
got to
keep update.
Right.
So every
gotta,
year,
you gotta
your phone
induce
gotta
panic
update.
To the public in order to do certain shit. Mm-hmm. So that's what the government does. It instills fear in the public to make the public need them. To, like you said, to make us feel like we need this shit.
And what would
say,
Sebastian?
That was another thing.
It really in reality,
too.
We don't.
I was going to get to that. But
and what
I'm
did
glad
we say?
They don't.
We said chaos is a control.
Yeah, that's what it is. But
it's
see,
control.
But even in that,
yeah,
if you pay attention to the black guy, he has something to do with the government doing all of that shit. Like, because they said that if they go ahead and create some type of chaos, then everybody will freak the fuck out,
and
then now they would depend. There you go.
And that's what the government
that's what they
is
were
doing,
doing
right
in that. That was
they
another thing.
They still doing it. Think about it.
COVID.
Not even COVID.
We still catching
fuck,
it. And ain't nobody
COVID.
Freaking
Listen,
out now.
No, not even the COVID. I'm gonna give you one deeper.
What?
EBT. Every time the government shut down, what else shut down? You can't use your steps and shit. So it sends everybody in the frenzy.
That don't send, not me.
It's people that don't get them. People don't get them steps to send people. Because
I'm looking at everything in a good way and not a hood way.
Nah, everybody go crazy when the government shut. Even when the government shut down, you can't go to the bank.
EBT don't stop nothing.
It does, because when the government shut down, you can't go to banks and shit.
EBT, but what I'm saying is like.
That's what I'm saying. You looking at EBT?
It don't stop everybody. It don't stop everybody.
He talking about like.
You don't have to.
It's not everybody.
Let's get the team building.
Okay, team building, y'all. This is the point
we're getting it.
I heard you breathe hard into the mic.
Okay, team building. Okay.
Okay, this is my favorite part of the goddamn show. Okay, y'all, so I'm going to ask y'all 5 questions, and I want y'all to answer them 5 quick and truthfully.
Ian ain't playing.
He definitely playing because he the first person I'm going to ask.
She always want to be on some bullshit.
So, boom. Would you rather eat, first question, would you rather eat dog food or cat food?
Mm. Ian.
Quick or fast and why?
I would say dog food. Only because
talking to Mike. Bring your mic.
Probably has more meat in it. It's probably more meat and less color. So.
Okay.
That sounds horrible.
Well, that's crazy.
But I would rather go. I would rather starve before I ate dog food or cat food.
But
definitely not in my caliber of anything I would eat.
Did y'all know that shit? That dog food, wet dog food, and wet cat food is made from actual human ingredients like fish and shit.
I know.
That'd be real gravy and chunks of beef in there for real. But if I had my choice to eat, I'd eat the cat food.
Because it ain't number
chicken,
fish.
It ain't number fish and chicken.
And parts
of
chicken.
That's
why
I said. No, mainly cat food is really, like you said, mainly fish. You get the tuna shit. You can get tuna with the cat food. See, with dog food, you don't know if it's horse meat or this
and
really
cow. And that's all we had else to eat.
was dog food or cat food.
I'm gonna eat cat food.
You can't eat no salad. You can't eat vegetables.
It's the only thing I'm gonna go for cat food because guess what? Dog food.
It look like I done ate cat food in jail. Shit, they got some shit called cat food in jail. That shit look like cat food, so I eat the cat food.
Yes, sir. Okay, next question, please. Okay. Deep.
Be careful because you're about to say it's made with more natural ingredients.
Would you rather wear tidy whities or granny panties?
Granny panties.
Good period.
I'm a girl. What's tidy whities? Is boy.
It could be. It could be white. White panties. Those are tight whites.
No, tidy whities are.
I mean, yeah.
I'm under rules. Or what they call them?
Underwear. Women got panties.
And would you rather wear tidy whities or granny panties?
Now, y'all got granny panties. Y'all wear boxers
and tidy whities.
Probably
the
I want to go commando.
Welcome to my world.
I'll go commando on that issue.
I'd rather not wear no drawers or anything.
I'm saying granny panties.
Because knowing what I know about men, if you don't wear none to support your balls, you're going to have one big ass ball. It's got elephantitis and this shit to get big. Like, you need something to support your nuts. So I ain't going commando. Put me on boxer briefs.
Amen. I say.
Okay, here go the next one, y'all.
I've never been a typical male, so.
Okay. This is the next one. Would you rather be caught picking your nose or a wedgie?
I'll take wedgie. The wedgie. Because you can get the wedgie quick, fast, and hurry.
I don't even give a fuck. Either or for me, like.
Now, you think you got a wedgie? I'm going to look at you crazy.
Shit.
Like,
you people be trying to think you be doing something else.
Because my thing is, like, if it's something in that motherfucker, you got to get it out. Like,
don't even touch me.
They might think you, if they catch you messing with your nose, that's got a lot of, you know, underlining.
Okay, here go the next one. Have you ever pooped in your pants?
Yes.
I have.
Yes.
Sharted.
Nah, it was some real shit.
I ain't never shit on myself.
It was. I don't even know how.
I pissed on myself, but I never shit on myself.
But it was like diarrhea flow, though.
I never did it.
Never did.
No,
Maz
was like, I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, I don't even. I think
short is different. Like,
no, this was diarrhea. That's why it wasn't no fart.
I'm Mary Poppins.
It was just. I got up and started walking, and the shit just came out.
That can happen too.
Yeah, that's happened.
That can happen to you before.
I've seen that happen to somebody, and they was kind of embarrassed. I was like, nah, bro, just. You feel me?
Man, I had to go. I think that shit was in public too. Like, I had to literally go in the library. Take out my underwear and literally clean myself in the public library bathroom.
Yeah, throw them drawers away. Go
and the thing was, I tried to wipe it off my pants as much as possible because I wasn't going out there naked now. But I threw the underwear away. But I had to clean out my pants as much as I can. Like, and I was so embarrassed because I had to get on the bus to go home.
I was at home. And
I smelled like.
I was getting ready to go. I was getting ready to leave out the door. And it just happened. I was like, whoa.
Bro, I smelled like shit for about 35 minutes on the
bus. He was on the bus.
I pissed on myself before.
I know you ain't want to see that.
Hey, look, bro, y'all, when I pissed on myself, bro, I was mad as hell. Because it was like, I was this close from getting to the door as soon as I turned it and came, and the door just came out. I couldn't hold it like damn. No more. Like, that shit just came.
I done definitely.
So I just stood there and finished it off like, fuck it.
Right.
Got finished, took my shoes off like, fuck it. Took my socks off. I had to take the insoles out, wash my shoes, all type of shit.
I peed on myself. I was about in the damn 11th, 12th grade. Pissed on myself outside of the house. Because I done came to the door. I ain't had my door keys. I knocked on the door.
Man, have you ever pooped on yourself?
I peed on myself before. My grandfather, he was elderly, and I was coming home from school one day, and he did not get to the door in time enough. And yes, I did have to relieve myself.
It happened to be
in my pants.
So happened.
Same thing happened to me.
That's crazy because you be there.
Only oh my goodness, I was had to be at least for like 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember coming home from school. And I was like, I kept knocking on the door, and Grandpa could not make it down the steps in time enough. And I was like, I'm gonna pee on myself. But see, the thing, I was like, why didn't you just
pee?
just
outside.
Outside, you was on the porch. Why didn't I just go to the outside or go on the side?
Because you be like, I'm by the house. I might as well just go in the house and pee. That's what it'd be like, your instinct. Like, I'm at the house.
In my mind, I was sitting there wasting all that time waiting to get inside of the house to relieve myself. When I was outside in nature, why didn't I just relieve myself then?
Yeah.
I don't know. So that's something that I think about now as I'm older. But, yeah, no. Back then, yeah, that was the most embarrassing thing ever. That I sit there and peed on myself in front of the house.
Boy, y'all need to understand.
Shitting on yourself is the ultimate.
When you smell like shit on the bus.
I would smell like piss and shit.
But that shit was in.
I know them drawers went in the garbage.
Man, them motherfuckers went where?
I don't know where they at, goddamn.
Now I'm your rank ain't cured, goddamn.
That was so crazy. Remember that day I was going out when I was playing Planet Fitness, bro? A motherfucker had the shit on himself in the gym. I was like, man, that motherfucker got their shitty ass drawers in the garbage can. Like, motherfucker had the shit on himself in the gym. I was mad as hell.
I've seen that shit at work, too, where somebody shit on themselves.
I'm looking like it's some shitty drawers.
Okay, y'all, so I got one more question. How far would you go to land the guy or the girl of your dreams?
Not that far.
I'm not going far, period. Fuck you.
Ian? Mm-hmm. How far Fuck would you. You go to land at the guy or the girl of your dreams? The guy of your dreams?
I would go...
Like, let's just say right now. And what I mean by that, I mean they got all the check marks off of what you envision of a person should be, how they should be towards you, what they got, whatever it is, and they got all the check marks, and they just this ideal, like, perfect person to you. You're like, damn, how far would you go to get that person?
Well, I don't know. We had to meet each other halfway, because for one thing, you ain't better than me, I ain't better than you. So, I don't know. That kind of feel weird for me, like, because somebody thinking they supposed to be better than, and they think they the cream of the crop and all that shit. Like, you can't come into the game
talking your mind.
The cream of the crop.
And move like, that damn screen.
Yeah, move the screen towards your mic. There you go.
Oh, my God.
But all I'm saying is that you can't come to the game thinking you're the cream of the crop or whatever. Like,
but what if that? This is what I mean by that. What they're not thinking that or anything. They just the person that you envision for yourself. Like, you say you want this in the guy, you want this in the guy, and he checks off all your bucket list, check marks, whatever. How far would you go to get that person?
If that was the case, then, like, I would try to, like...
Let's just, and I'm going to give you another example of it. Let's just say if you meet them, right, and then y'all date here and there, and then they decide that they need to move away. Would you go as far as moving where they're going to be with that person, or would you just stay the hell with it, and if it come back, whatever, whatever?
I wouldn't move. I don't even know why I would move, because if they had some type of plan or something.
That's the I'm saying, like, if this is the person of your dream, they would have all the things checked off.
Right, yeah, they have the things checked off.
So if they got everything checked off your bucket list of what you ideal in the person, what you call it, ghetto prince charming. If they call it ghetto prince charming.
That's
how far would you go to be with that person?
I probably go, personally,
I'm going to just put it like this. If I meet a motherfucker and they check out all my bucket list, I'll probably go to the end of the earth for that person. I ain't even going to hold you, because I done been with braggity motherfuckers. I done been with motherfuckers with money and they stuck up. Like, I done been with all kind of shit. Like, but if I meet a motherfucker and they got all my shit that I like and a motherfucker nigga checked out, oh, I'm going all the way in.
Well, I was
like,
I feel the same about you, so that's just...
Well, guess what? That's the thing, though. If they got it checked off...
I was always telling them to put all your eggs in one basket, because you can't count them, because...
I would go far enough to where I go this far. I go to the point where if the relationship stops serving me,
I'm stop serving.
Then I'm gonna stop. Yeah,
that's how I am. I'm gonna go as far.
And
as
the relationship And I think that's something we can agree on.
I'm going as far as the relationship going.
I can go, but when a relationship only is serving that person, meaning I'm doing all the moving and the shaking and the changing and the making and all that, No.
I don't give a fuck if you was depressed about dreams.
Yeah. I don't learn to get away from stuff that don't serve me.
No, that's what I mean. I'm not finna keep sticking around for shit, and it ain't serving me no purpose. Fuck, I'm gonna keep sticking around.
And I be loving the people that are involved, though.
Something is.
People snoring.
No, it's the touch of knees. It's gonna. I'm gonna have to edit that shit. That shit is a lot of edit when it's all that moving and stuff.
For sure.
But right, thanks a lot, cuz. So yeah, that's it, y'all. And we on, I ain't even say what episode we on. I think we on episode 48 of You Don't Pay Me Enough to Care. And I just want to thank all you motherfuckers tonight. Like, and I appreciate y'all and shit and all that other shit. Let's give it all up a clap for tonight's episode. You know. Appreciate. I'm going to let that be your shit. You go right here and do your big one on that shit.
I know.
I appreciate that. What the fuck? That's this shit. Y'all push the goddamn buttons, bruh. But yeah, y'all. So we out this motherfucker. Like I said, we got. And I appreciate everybody out there. Next time, holla at us.
It's all
I'm gonna talk about.
Damn, that episode 2 hours and 10 minutes long.
Well, they usually be 1 hour.
Sebastian, you don't pay me enough to care. And they don't pay me enough either. The fuck?